This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama and Congress at odds again, this time over when the president delivers his big job speech, scheduled, then hours later rescheduled. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
David went back and forth yesterday, House Republicans saying the White House pretty much told the Speaker's office when to invite the president. The Speaker saying the logistics of coming back from a recess made a Wednesday night address inconvenient, not to mention that GOP presidential debate in California Wednesday. The White House countered Thursday would compete with the opening game of the NFL season. But in the end, it is up to the Speaker. And in the end, the White House says it welcomes the president's opportunity to address the joint session of Congress Thursday, a week from tonight. Dave?
Rich, the president will see Irene's devastation firsthand Sunday. Going to New Jersey.
This has been a record flood.
Governor Chris Christie, some towns inundated by swollen rivers that are now receding. Water also going down in Vermont, but some communities are still nearly cut off. So National Guard Brigadier General Dick Harris says they'll keep
providing supplies to these limited access towns until the road system gets a little better, or we're told that we're not needed anymore.
Katia could be our next big problem. It's grown into a hurricane. However, it's still far out in the Atlantic.
Right now, it's still early to tell if there'll be any impacts in the United States.
Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center. Parts of Oklahoma and Texas are burning.
I mean, I could, you know, literally feel the flames in back of me while I was running. That's how close this was.
He's in Possum Kingdom Lake, Texas, where more than three dozen homes were torched. About the same number burned down in wildfires in Oklahoma. The drought making it easier for flames to spread and for more fires to be sparked in those areas. Muammar Gaddafi is still in hiding somewhere. His son Saif tells Libyan rebels,
"This is our land, and we will do what we please with it. We are not afraid of you or your NATO."
In a broadcast on Syrian TV translated by Sky News, Saif Gaddafi vows to keep fighting in Libya. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item per membership, no rain checks.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
It's high school football Friday night at the St. Joseph Eagles take on Faith West Katy at 7:30 p.m. at St. Joseph High School in Bryan. Hear all the action on KACB 96.9 FM. St. Joseph's football is brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, Fast Sign, Sebcheck Service Center, The Bank and Trust, and Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance. The St. Joseph Eagles take on Faith West Katy Friday night at 7:30 p.m. and you'll hear all the play-by-play on KACB 96.9 FM.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warrantied roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit AmericasChoiceRoofing.com or call 855-569-7663. tree.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988. Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Look at you with the top down. I thought your allergies would never let you drive a convertible.
Me neither. Every spring, my sinus congestion and pressure were so bad. But that was before Allegra.
Allegra D provides fast, non-drowsy relief of your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, running nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It even reduces inflammation and swelling that can cause congestion and pressure.
So now the top's down and your symptoms are gone.
After Allegra, I have it all.
Use as directed. Starts working at hour one. Learn more at Allegra.com.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Remember Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
We're total fitness.
WTAW News Time, 607, 74 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 102 degrees, but still very pleasant outside right now. Certainly feels better than it has in several weeks. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County deputy constable is under arrest, charged with kidnapping. 41-year-old Augustine Rubio was arrested Wednesday, 3 days after College Station police began investigating a possible kidnapping case involving the Precinct 2 deputy. It all started early Sunday morning near Deacon and Fraternity Row when witnesses say Rubio placed the woman in handcuffs and put her in the back of his patrol car. The woman's friends called her father to say she had been arrested. The father tried to locate his daughter by calling local jails but was unable to find her. The woman called her parents shortly before 6 a.m. saying she had awakened in the parking lot in the 12,000 block of Welborn Road. Police reviewed surveillance video and saw Rubio's patrol car in the footage. Investigators eventually learned the woman was taken to the area without her consent and was never taken to jail. The case remains under investigation. Rubio is on paid leave from the constable's office. Texas A&M has told the Big 12 Conference it plans to leave the league by July of 2012 if it's accepted by another conference. The move may set off another round of conference realignment in college sports. As for reaction, Texas Tech President Guy Bailey says A&M's departure would leave a big void.
It means losing a team that we love to compete with. We love to hate them, you know. We've got that great rivalry, and we'll look to get a game that's just as attractive that'll fill the stadium.
You can read more from Texas A&M on our website, WTAW.com. A&M Athletic Department officials report Sunday night's football season opener is a sellout. That's after all remaining single tickets were sold Wednesday morning. Regardless of whether you're at the game, of course, you can follow the Aggies right here on WTAW. Pregame starts Sunday at 3:30. If you're attending, reminders from Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso include staying hydrated.
Our stadium rules allow for you to bring up to a 1-liter bottle of water. We are going to rescind that rule for this first game. You can bring in any size container water, and we have stations inside of the Cowfield for you to be able to refill those too at no charge.
Tailgaters are strongly urged to bring fire extinguishers as well if you plan on grilling due to the continuing high fire danger. Bryan City officials have announced hours and services when it takes over the animal shelter in Bryan. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
The Finn Feather Road Center will be open today and tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 6, but only to those who are looking for a lost pet. The shelter will be closed during the 3-day Labor Day weekend. Next Tuesday, shelter hours expand to weekdays from noon until 6. And until further notice, the shelter will take only cash and checks for payment. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says a staff of 4 employees have been hired. One starts today, 2 more next Tuesday, and the manager on September 12.
Don't gauge us by the services we begin tomorrow. We'll look at programs, we'll look at services, and then we'll be reaching out to the community. The community has already responded well to us as we visit with veterinarians who want to help us be successful. Local business community has even reached out to us without us having to go to them, and so they're reaching out to us again to help us be successful.
Bryan City employees started preparing for the transition after the Brazos Animal Shelter missed a July 29th contract deadline. Mayor Jason Bielski says it's time to move forward.
This is just a short-term deal. I think it's good at this point that we have a breather. We've been going on too long back and forth with the two entities. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of the animals.
More comments from the mayor and Walker about the animal shelter can be heard on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan and College Station Police Departments have received reports of a new telephone scam making the rounds. Bryan PD's John Agnew says to call authorities if he receives what he describes as strange calls demanding victims pay up using a gift card, among other options.
They're also using a false phone number or a counterfeit phone number. They're trying to copy phone numbers of legitimate businesses, claim to be that business, and say that you owe them money, but they want you to pay for it in a retail card, a gift card. That makes no sense whatsoever. So these are red flags that you need to look out for.
More information and comments about the scam are available on our website, WTAW.com. The August that ended at midnight will go down as the hottest month ever recorded in Texas, and not just by a little bit.
August has been scary hot.
State meteorologist John Nielsen-Gammon says the average 24-hour statewide temperature last month was about 88 degrees, beating the previous record holder for the hottest month ever, July, by a full degree.
That'll be three months in a row of record heat.
Nielsen-Gammon says when all the records are in, the last 3 months may turn out to be the hottest summer any single state has experienced in American history. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:12, 74 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. We've got some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2WAY.
Occasional sunshine for today. Temperatures will be up around 100 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to 75 to 80. Tomorrow, clouds and sunshine with the threat of a thunderstorm as some moisture tries to come inland off the Gulf. Highs tomorrow near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance of a shower, 75 to 80. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be somewhere between 90 and 95 during Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk a little bit more about A&M's announcement yesterday and what it means and what it could mean over the next couple of weeks. We'll also talk Aggie football and hear Ryan Tannehill talk about some of his receivers as the Aggies play SMU on Sunday night. Aggie volleyball team is in Portland for 4 matches. The Rangers lost, but the Astros won. All that and more coming up in sports.
They play on Sunday, huh?
The Aggies?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'll be there.
Yeah.
If you'll be there, I mean, they're going to check on you, you know.
Yeah, I was planning on being there.
It's been on the schedule, so, you know.
Now that I've got tickets, I can be there.
Yeah, there you go.
Up until then.
That's right. Yeah. You're about to play hardball with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I doubt that. Yeah. Oh, hi, Chase. How are you? Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's what you do. You just hum until you hear yourself. Yeah,
there are three of us on the show. But
there you go. Golly.
Most of the time.
Yeah. How you doing? Okay?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah.
And you? How's your mom and them?
Yeah. Doing all right, I think.
Hey, usually he forgets my button, Chase. Yeah, come on.
Come on.
I mean, we're going to start keeping score of which button he forgets the most.
It wasn't the button.
He
had it turned down.
Oh, well. Okay.
He learned there are two ways to control the board now. It only took him 35 years. So.
Those people out there, they say, boy, you all pick on each other a lot.
Yeah,
I say, yeah, that's what we
yeah,
do.
Yeah. That is what we do. Yeah. All right, so anyway. And then I was talking to, apparently Baylor plays their game on Friday night.
TCU?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what's that about?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, you know.
There's not enough high school football. They've got TCU's got to play another high school on Friday night.
this guy's an official, and he said he was really happy about that because he got to be home on a Saturday, probably for the last time in 3 months or something like that. But
How about opening up, you know, the season with a couple of, you know, Southwest Conference renewals there, you know? With, you know, Baylor, TCU, A&M, SMU. Yeah, that's pretty interesting, especially in light of the headlines.
I was going to say, because all four of them will be in different conferences by the end of the season.
That's right.
Do you think the liquor stores just go ahead and close early? There's no
for Baylor, TCU?
Yeah. How many hotels are going, hey, we got that two-night minimum here. Got to stay Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
Oh, you're going to drive back to Fort Worth?
All the way?
Yeah. It's a long drive. There might be a stoplight after Valley Mills, but that's it. Yeah.
Come on. We got the Texas Ranger Museum.
Everybody loves Fort Fisher.
That's right.
We got a zoo.
We got a zoo.
You get your car broken into.
Yeah. You ever seen our airport?
Yeah. We don't have a thing that says birthplace of Steve Martin, though.
That's true.
Dr. Pepper Museum.
Yeah. Don't forget that. All right.
The Circle, Elite Cafe. Oh, no, wait. Yeah.
Okay. So many other things that...
Waco and Baylor, you will always be a barrel of fish.
Well, see, but I did. I really enjoyed my time there. I enjoyed my time at Waco.
Paid well, were you?
No, not particularly. But it was a different feel, but it also made me appreciate the game atmosphere that A&M had. You know, I'd certainly, you know, quite honestly, taken the Aggie band for granted because I'd just grown up seeing it. And after you're
saying the Golden Wave can't compare to FTAB? I can't imagine why.
And the thing is, you know, the team didn't just suck horribly then. They were an okay team to cover.
That's true.
But
Grant was eating worms and stuff like that, right?
Well, I mean, you know, tied Michigan, and, you know, it was not a bad time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, so money doesn't grow on trees.
Heard that before.
There you go.
But sometimes it sprouts out of the ground. An unemployed man in northern Illinois was in his backyard when he came across some serious green. We're talking bags filled with $150,000 in cash.
Goodness.
Wayne Sobj, that's his name, was headed to pick some broccoli to go with his roast. I guess the president was coming over, 41. He spotted duffel bags that looked like trash by the peppers. But they turned out to be a cash crop.
I heard what you did.
Stacks of $20 bills that added up to right at $150,000. The 49-year-old, who's living with his dad, did not exactly jump for joy, but because he could use the money, but figured it must be like bank robbery money or something like that. So he figured he'd be honest, and he was. For now, police haven't got a clue as to where the cash came from, though. There were no reported burglaries in the area.
Mm-hmm.
No banks had been robbed. If nobody comes forward to legitimately, he said easily, claim the cash, then it might work out well for him.
He's retained an attorney, of course. Up! Oh,
there goes 40% of it out the window.
Yeah, whether he gets the money or not. Yeah.
Okay, that was your first bad decision. By
did he hire
attorney.
The Texas Hammer?
Yeah. No, I don't
It wasn't an accident, I don't think.
This year, your Texas regional
Oh, wait a minute.
What in the world?
What happened there? Good night.
We're just doing all the good this morning.
We're supposed to sing songs.
Just me, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you tried to get the show off on the wrong foot.
We'd get calls over that.
I know.
We would.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't care about much else, but this they care about. Yeah.
Here we go. Info.
Mason.
It's because it's, what's the temperature outside?
It's a very pleasant 74.
I know. I don't know how to behave.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Just to get
you, took a train, a plane, a bus. You ought to see him pouring concrete out there by the road, I guarantee you.
Oh. Nice little dust cloud this morning, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the way you guys come.
Yeah. Great time today.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Hey, there goes 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Happy September to you, everybody. It is September the 1st, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. George Maharis, you remember Route 66?
Sure.
Of course you do. George Maharis is 83 years old.
Today. So he's driving it with a blinker on.
Yeah, that's right. And has been for a while.
And I will never forget, I don't remember what year it was, but I'll never forget, because what they drove is a Corvette.
Right.
And Chevrolet, of course, sponsored Route 66.
Exactly.
And when the Stingray came out,
that
was cool. There, I guarantee you, I know... And I'm going to guess I was 12 or 13, something like that. I guarantee you that there were a whole bunch of guys watching that week so they could see what the new Stingray looked like.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that is still one of my dream cars.
Oh, it's like great. Yeah.
Top
yeah.
two or three.
And if y'all have been to Galveston down near Stewart Beach, there's a place where there's kind of an incline on the road. Do you remember that? On Seawall Boulevard?
Right.
And they went there. And that's they filmed one episode of Route 66 in Galveston in Houston.
Well, I may have told this story before, but...
Sorry, you've forgotten it.
But my brother attended a summer camp. No. I got a little George Maharis, you know, sighting.
I just said, I know, you probably told it, but you forgot.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah. I heard what you did there.
It'll be new to him.
Again. Let me finish. My brother attended a summer camp.
It's the third time he said that.
At the... Yeah, but I hadn't gotten it all out yet.
See, you tell the story three times. Go ahead.
At the Lions Club camp in Kerrville.
Uh-huh.
And one year when we were going to pick him up, they were filming an episode at that camp, as a matter of fact. I remember even the episode. George Maharis had an accident in his character, and he had gone blind. And they filmed it at that camp, which is a camp for crippled children.
Uh-huh.
And they filmed it there. And so anyway, that's the end of the story. So there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah. I
that
saw
was
it being
another one, Uncle Tom.
I saw it being filmed. That was years ago.
Okay, 623.
Lily Tomlin is 72 years old.
We're not going to spend this much time on everybody's birthday, but that would be
I saw good. Lily Tomlin in person one time on stage.
She was at a camp.
Yeah, that's right.
For blind actors.
That's right. Yeah. One time at band camp, yeah. Don Stroud, the actor, turned 68. Archie Bell of Archie Bell and the Drells is 67 years old today. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite groups, of course, Scott, the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb, turns 65 years old today. And talk show host Dr. Phil is 61.
Real name?
Phil McGraw.
Yeah, Philip Calvin McGraw.
There you go.
Singer Dr. Calvin doesn't sound as...
Not yet, does it? Yeah.
Singer Gloria Estefan is 54 years old. Charlie Robinson, the country singer-songwriter, turns 47 years old today. And that's all I got among the living. I always always got to mention that Conway Twitty would have been 70.
Oh, hello, darling.
Because he's my favorite.
Kenny Mayne from ESPN be 52. Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer, be 73. Mm-hmm. Billy Banks, 56. And Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh,
wrestler guys. There you go. That's what we got, 624.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we've had Republicans called racist and terrorists, and they've been told to go straight to hell. Well, here's the latest example. Congressman Andre Carson, well, he's saying that the Tea Party would love to see African-Americans as second-class citizens. And that Tea Party movement members would love to see you and me hanging from a tree.
Some of these folks in Congress right now would love to see us as second-class citizens. Some of them in Congress right now, the Tea Party movement would love to see you and me, I'm sorry, General, hanging on a tree.
And I warned you this was going to be one of the worst years ever in terms of the left's rhetoric in politics, because obviously they can't run on their record now, can they?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Look at you with the top down. I thought your allergies would never let you drive a convertible.
Me neither. Every spring, my sinus congestion and pressure were so bad. But that was before Allegra.
Allegra D provides fast, non-drowsy relief of your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, running nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It even reduces inflammation and swelling that can cause congestion and pressure.
So now the top's down and your symptoms are gone.
After Allegra, I have it all.
Use as directed. Starts working at hour one. Learn more at Allegra.com.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Remember Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. $190 per membership, no rain checks.
Executives downbeat. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A survey by Grant Thornton finds business leaders' confidence in the economy has fallen to the lowest level in more than 2 years. Fewer than one in five executives see any improvement over the next 6 months. Nearly half say things are likely to get worse. Higher prices take effect today at Netflix. Some subscribers will see their monthly charges increase 60%. Executives of Redbox think the sticker shock could drive some Netflix customers to their DVD rental kiosks. Blockbuster could also benefit. One analyst says 2 to 3 million Netflix users may close their accounts. Publicity stunt or just incredible coincidence? CNET reports an Apple employee has lost a prototype of the new iPhone 5, which will be introduced later this year. The device was left behind in a bar. If that sounds vaguely familiar, a version of the iPhone 4 was lost in a bar before the official introduction last year. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
628, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to brazosbounty.com. Going to be a scorcher again, 102. Oh, I don't know. We've had hotter, haven't we? Yeah. 78 for a low temperature tonight, and we probably won't make 100 tomorrow. So we go to 100 today, and I think that breaks the record for most days over 100 in a year. So we'll have some sort of a celebration outside later in the year. 99 for a high temperature tomorrow, and we do have a 20% chance of rain starting in the forecast on Friday and going all the way through Labor Day. So hope some of that can happen around here. Humidity 72% right now. We have fair skies and pretty pleasant out there, relatively. It's 76 degrees.
Have you ever written something and felt it really didn't express what it was you were trying to say? We can fix that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
What does the perfect soccer game sound like? Is it like this?
Now we're playing!
Or is it more like this?
Goal!
We were in overtime when Griswold ran away with the ball.
Oh, come back! Griswold!
So after declaring a tie, we cooled off with delicious Nestle ice creamy snacks like scrumptious Toll House cookie sandwiches with chocolatey morsels.
Mm-hmm. And crispity ice creamy Nestle crunch bars we could sink our teeth into.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle freezer. So grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest 7-Eleven.
Nestle, forever summer!
There are good days and there are perfect days. On a good day, you go shopping. But on a perfect day, you go shoe shopping. At a sale. With your best friend. A good day ends with a nice glass of wine. But a perfect day ends with a glass of Mirasu Pinot Noir. Which you sip on your deck while your husband makes you a delicious dinner.
Honey, where do we keep the pans?
Well, at least the wine is perfect. Mirasu Wines. Look for the sun on the label. Life is good under the sun. Copyright 2011 Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
Have you ever had to write something and had trouble saying what it is you want to say? Well, here's some help.
Think through your message all the way to from beginning to end and be able to state what you are going to write in one message sentence.
Sandra Lamb, author of the book, How to Write It.
That whole process makes us think through what we want to say and get it to actually distilled into one simple statement. And that really works wonders when it comes to beginning to write.
Being concise will make your writing much clearer. So Sandra says it's best to use fewer and simpler words when you can.
You know, instead of exemplify, you want to use maybe show. Exhibits a tendency to, you could use tends. Facilitate, help, few in number, few. Just getting it down to its clearest and most simple form often aids the reader immensely.
And it can really help to walk away from what you've written and come back to it later.
To disengage yourself from it, because often that's the problem. You know, we get so engaged that we sort of can't stop. And if we give ourselves that breathing space, then we go back. Often it will be very clear. And there's one more trick. After that, if we read it aloud, we can often hear what we couldn't detect when we're just reading it.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 74 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, still a high of over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. What looked like the arrest of a woman early Sunday in College Station has ended with the so-called arresting officer facing criminal charges. 41-year-old Augustine Rubio, who works as a Brazos County Precinct 2 deputy constable, was arrested Wednesday and charged with kidnapping. College Station police say Rubio placed a woman in handcuffs and in the back of his patrol car early Sunday near Deacon Drive and Fraternity Row. The woman's friends called her father to say she had been arrested, but the father was unable to find his daughter at any local jail and then heard from her just before 6 a.m. The woman said she had awakened in a parking lot in the 12,000 block of Welborn Road. Police later reviewed surveillance video and saw Rubio's patrol car in the footage. Investigators soon learned the woman was taken to the area without her consent and was never taken to jail. Rubio is on paid leave from the constable's office while the investigation continues. Texas A&M University has taken the next step toward changing athletic conferences. President Bowen Lofton announced plans to leave the Big 12 Wednesday by next July if the university is accepted by another conference. SEC officials said Wednesday they had not received an application from A&M and would have no further comment. You can read more about it online at WTAW.com. Plus, Tom will have more coming up in sports. It's a sellout for Aggie football's season opener. The A&M Athletic Department reported remaining single tickets for the SMU game were sold Wednesday morning. Now, if you plan to go out there and tailgate Sunday, Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso urges you to bring fire extinguishers.
As dry as it's been, we encourage all the tailgaters to really be responsible around their tailgate area. Grass is very dry and fires can start very easily. So you know, we're going to have all of our tailgate personnel that go out and monitor the tailgate are going to have fire extinguishers in their carts. But I would encourage tailgaters, if they come to the game, they should bring their own. Bring a fire extinguisher.
Caruso also says you can bring in any size container of water, and there will be refill locations inside the stadium. That, of course, is a modification on the standard rule. Thursday is the first day in decades. That's today, the first day in decades. The Brazos Animal Shelter is not taking care of strays from the city of Bryan. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Mayor Jason Bielski says while it's time for the city to move forward running the Finn Feather Road facility, the door is not locked on future opportunities with the shelter.
You know, the talks, negotiations, and opportunities with the animal shelter, I would like some type of partnership, if at all possible. If it's just to work with them to help us adopt the animals out, that would be great. Maybe we can work with them on spay and neutering the pets and then helping them with the adoption end of it.
City staff began preparing for the transition after the shelter missed a July 29th contract deadline. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the shelter staff of 4 employees have been hired. One starts today, 2 more next Tuesday, and the manager on September 12th.
We have 3 individuals as care techs that are joining us that have years of experience working with animals, another one that brings animal behavioral experience. And so we were pleasantly surprised and very pleased with the quality of application.
For today and tomorrow, the Bryan shelter will be open only between 4 and 6 p.m. and only for those looking for a lost pet. Shelter will be closed to the public during the Labor Day weekend and reopen next Tuesday with weekday hours from noon until 6. Until further notice, the shelter will take only cash and checks for payment. On the WTAW.com website, you can hear more comments from the mayor and Walker about the animal shelter. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A new round of phone scams is making its way around the Twin Cities. The College Station and Bryan Police Departments have come out with a list of red flags to watch out for. Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says if you're threatened over the phone, hang up and call police.
There's no need to stay on there and continue to have that conversation. If you think it is a legitimate business, take down the business name, the caller's name, the business address, and their phone number, and then take the time to independently verify that information.
You can learn more about the scam and what to do if you're a target by going to our website, WTAW.com. Far beyond the heat, Texas's drought may be felt around the world.
The drought will likely mean higher prices on all kinds of things. Texas produces more than half of America's cotton, and the drought has killed half of Texas's crop. Winter wheat planting starts soon, and the drought is still here, which may mean a 50% jump in wheat prices. And beef? Ranchers are selling cattle to save it.
Currently, we're selling livestock off the ranches as fast as sales can sell them. So we're losing our livestock herd to the drought.
Dr. Travis Miller of Texas A&M's Department of Soil and Crop Sciences says losses to farmers and ranchers in this drought total more than $5 billion and counting. Bonnie Petrie, TSN News.
And if you want to catch a catfish by hand or shoot a wild hog from a helicopter or even drive the daytime speed limit after the sun goes down, you can do so legally in Texas starting today. Those 3 and about 700 new state laws all take effect. Those are about half the bills passed by state lawmakers in Austin during the regular legislative session and a 30-day special session. Some have already become laws, and others will take effect by the first of 2012. WTAW News Time is 6:37, 74 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local game day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620, WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware. Need t-shirts made for your student group, office staff, family reunion, team uniform, or church group? Then come to Monograms and More for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. They have their own in-house art department, so they can help you through every step of the process. Monograms and More has fast turnaround, quality apparel, and affordable pricing. Make sure and like Monograms and More on Facebook and call 693-7773. That's 693-7773 for more information, or check them out online at monograms-more.com.
Got some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Models continue to develop a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico, but now rather than developing it south and east of our area, they're developing it off the Louisiana coast. I have to see what happens. Sun and clouds stay up around 100, partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a shower, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds for Saturday, high Saturday afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Easy Wachiku is an Aggie receiver who had a great freshman year in 2009. Dropped off a little last year because of injury. Ryan Tannehill will talk about how he's come back for 2011. We will talk about that. Aggie volleyball team in Portland. The Rangers lose, the Astros win. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, it's just some days for the president, he's just got to get up, and as he's sitting on the side of the bed lighting up his first one going.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michelle?
I don't know if he's doing that. He may be going outside to light up his first one.
Yeah, because there's probably a balcony off the bedroom,
yeah,
don't you think?
Sure, yeah.
He probably has himself a Pepsi can out there that's pretty nappy looking right now, don't you think?
Got a little water in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Just to make sure the butt goes out.
But somebody's got to be in charge of changing that thing out, don't you think?
And drop that thing in there.
Yeah. Do you think he's flicking ashes, though? I mean, in there
No. Right onto the rose garden or something? I don't know.
Today, I guarantee
you. He's doing the little cup the hand and, you know, thump the ring finger thing.
I guarantee. Today he is flipping the butt out onto the grass. He's not happy.
Really. He's going to make a speech.
He's what? Not.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, really.
Put that over. Well, he got into a little scheduling flap here.
Yeah, I heard about that last night, and that's.
And it was announced that he was going to do his big jobs rollout thing before a joint session of Congress next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That'd be September the 7th. The problem is that is the same night as the planned Republican presidential debate at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. That, of course, will be the first time that the two Hare candidates are on the same stage.
Right.
Well, so immediately everything ramps up. You know, there are the Republicans saying, how dare you do this, because then people have to make the choice to either watch you or watch the Republicans. When, in fact, most U.S. Americans won't watch either. But that's never you mind about that. But it was going to cause headaches for some people because, obviously, I know MSNBC probably was, and Fox probably was, going to want to cover both of those things. And,
right.
And so... the whole thing immediately set up the little snipe back and forth.
Yeah. Well, of course, Obama doesn't care what Fox wanted to do.
That's CNN true. But John Boehner asked the president to move his speech to the next night, Thursday night, which would be a week from tonight.
Right.
But see, that's also the night that the NFL has their big kickoff thingy deal.
Exactly.
Happening.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of put the president between a rock and a hard place there, but the president agreed and our crisis is diverted. The great American tragedy, we can now stand down. We don't have to worry about them clashing on the same night. But, I mean, really?
So when's he going to do it?
He's going to do it Thursday, week from tonight.
Which is the NFL thing.
Right. Yeah. So that brings up a whole new kettle of fish, but it's not political then, see?
Right.
Before the president's rescheduling speech, several GOP lawmakers, including Jim DeMint, vowed to block the president's speech. He said, if he has a jobs proposal, put it in writing and give me a cost estimate and send it over. I want to read the bill, not listen to talking points off a teleprompter.
Right.
That's Jim DeMint. Jim better never use a teleprompter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he's going to say that.
What time's he going to speak? Do we know?
Well, it'll be 7 o'clock. And see, that's,
7 o'clock Eastern time?
7 o'clock local time.
So 8 o'clock that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's only one football game, New Orleans at Green Bay, and it starts at 8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah. But it's their big NFL kick, you know, hoop to do deal with all the music guests and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. So
if anyone cares about that.
Yeah.
So their pregame will be preempted, but as long as the speech doesn't go over 30 minutes, you know.
You think he's going to have a countdown clock?
Well, probably so. You know, it won't conflict with kickoff. So
now. I got several questions. First of all, why does he have to do this before a joint session of Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Can't he just sit in the Oval Office and read it off the teleprompter there? I mean, is it such a grand and sweeping announcement that it has to be before a joint session of Congress?
Well, or because it's a job proposal, I mean, you really run the risk of some negative feedback right there in Congress. I mean,
right.
why not stage it a little bit better?
Sure, exactly, because then we're going to get into the old State of the Union address. Okay, you got to stand and clap on this line. You got to stay, you got to sit down on your hands on this line.
I would be very surprised if this follows the route of the State of the Union and there's any standing up at all. I mean, wouldn't you?
Well, this
is a different type of thing.
Yeah, I would agree.
This is not a stand up type of thing. I mean, there'll be applause, from half the room, but I can't see all the standing ovations for this.
Well, and again, for their part, whoever's carrying the NFL game doesn't want that. Well,
okay. Yeah, right.
I'm saying these people who watch the NFL are going to want to watch the president.
That's exactly.
Uh-huh. They're all out of work up there anyway. They don't care. They just want to drink a beer and start watching it. I just need to get a buzz on before the game. I'll be fine. Yeah. U.S. News reports that Rick Perry told a group of conservatives this past weekend that if he gets the GOP presidential nomination, he'll pick a pro-life running mate. That pretty well would seem to take Rudy Giuliani out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think together they had the most balanced hair ticket. And
yeah, good hair and bad hair.
And after all, that's, isn't that why people vote for president?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Perry did tell them that he made a mistake signing the mandate on the HPV vaccine. But, we knew that in Texas when he said it.
Uh-huh.
What were you thinking, Governor, when you did that? John Huntsman, you know who he is? He's the guy who keeps trying to run for president and nobody's paying attention.
Right. Nice looking fellow, though.
Got a little background because he was the ambassador to China over there in that Democrat administration. He is introducing a major plan to simplify the U.S.-American tax system. His idea? Eliminate all tax deductions and credits in favor of three lower rates of 8%, 14%, and 23%. That's it. That's what he wants to do. Reduce the corporate tax rate from 35% to 25% and eliminate the tax on capital gains and dividends. That's the whole plan right there. That is it. Three tax rates, eliminate the tax on capital gains and dividends, and reduce the corporate tax rate by 10%. That's pretty easy to say.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to figure.
Wouldn't take long to write
it. That'd be like a one- or two-pager for everybody, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
And the bizarre saga between Sarah Palin and Christine O'Donnell continues to get stranger and stranger.
Ooh, are we to the kiddie pool with Jell-O yet?
Well, we may need to
You're hoping, right?
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
There's a pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, we need somebody to fight Michelle Bachmann next.
Two-piece or one-piece?
Do you have to ask?
Sarah Palin placed her appearance at Saturday's Tea Party rally in Iowa on hold yesterday after a series of mix-ups over the event's lineup. See, Tuesday organizers had invited Christine O'Donnell to speak at the rally, but then they took that back. Remember, we told you about that a few hours later. But by Tuesday night, they had re-invited her. So then Sarah Palin's team gets huffy, and they just said they're tired of the continual lying from event organizers. And, of course, organizers, for their part,
that'll get you invited back.
Yeah, say that they are working with Palin's team to correct any misunderstandings. Please, 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 to work out the appearance. Because I guess what? It'll be a failure if Sarah Palin doesn't speak there. Is that it? Will there be nine people who get there in the same Chevy wagon to hear the speaking if she's not there? Is she that crucial to the Tea Party movement, I guess, is my question. That she has to be there and they have to put up with all the foolishness that is Sarah Palin. So, anyhow, we'll keep you posted because I know we're all waiting to hear about that.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about tree care, how to meet the challenges of maintaining healthy trees, and how to deal with the stresses brought on by drought this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's the most visible part of most landscapes, the entryway, in popular terms, the front door. It's what most folks will see first when they visit you, so it's your statement to your neighbors and to the city. Fortunately, most of us realize that, and we're willing to commit the extra time, effort, and money to making our entries look as good as possible. I have some quick tips to help you succeed right after this message. It's time for the annual pre-production offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. It's going to be my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I'm completely revising and updating every piece of information that goes into it. Now, while we're preparing the calendar and prior to printing it, I'll give you the lowest price of the entire year when you buy the calendar along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Both the calendar and the magazine have won top national awards. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities, every word written just for Texas. I always save my best photography for the calendar, and that plus 10,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and watch for pests. That's a lot of information in this package. Just $36.95 for the calendar and the magazine, a 38% savings on the calendar. Call before the price goes up before we go to press. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If you want your entryway to look as good as possible, don't let it be predictable. Look at what everyone else on your block has done and then do something different. Don't flank both sides with a row of square shrubs. Add excitement to this special part of your gardens. Keep it visible. In most cases, entryways are built with a clear line of sight to the street. Protect that open vision. Not only will it help with security, but more importantly, it will let people know that they're welcome, that your door is there to receive them. You probably have driven up to a house where the entry was shrouded in shrubs. It leaves you with a cold feeling, much like a friend who won't look you in the eye as he speaks. The entryway garden should probably not be symmetrical. Very few homes are mirror images on either side of the front door. That would make a very restless look in architectural design. By no surprise, symmetrical landscapes are just as restless. What you do on one side of the entryway should not be repeated on the opposite side. There should, however, be an equality of visual weight. While you don't want to try to repeat the very same landscape design on both sides of the front walk, you should try to give the perception that the two sides do know one another. If the front door is closer to one end of the house, you probably should use taller plants on that shorter part of the landscape. You may be able to plant taller shrubs, or you may have to use a larger shade tree set 15 or 20 feet out from the corner. Think of your front landscape as a visual seesaw with the front door as the fulcrum. Choose a pleasing assortment of shrubs and ground covers. You probably don't want to plant more than 3 or 4 kinds of shrubs. They need to look good together. Choose compatible growth forms and textures. Dark green plants will be the most natural. Avoid excessive numbers of distracting variegated shrubs. You probably should choose from low-growing types like dwarf hollies, junipers, nandinas, and others that will require little or no pruning to keep them compact. Group your shrubs into natural clusters. Don't plant them in lines of any kind. Use a refined, low ground cover as the transition between the shrubs and your turf grass. Let the walk approach the entry gracefully. Hopefully it will curve gently. At least it shouldn't split the front yard like a zipper. If it does, don't plant shrubs alongside it, whatever you do. Add little whimsy to the front entry and also night lighting and maybe a little fragrance. I'm Neil Sperry. Native trees are good investments in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
First look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville at 652. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. While yesterday's announcement that Texas A&M plans to leave the Big 12 in 10 months made plenty of national headlines, it was actually just the next logical step in a process that President Bowen Lofton from the start has called complex, and it was an expected step that last week's really more significant announcement that A&M had told the Big 12 it was exploring options. The genie was out of the bottle then. While none of these official announcements from Bowen's office has mentioned the Southeastern Conference by name, that's where A&M, of course, hopes that they'll be headed. And to get there, they still must receive 9 of the 12 members' votes yay after the SEC receives A&M's application.
Now, A&M has said that they will not keep the media up to date on the exact timetable of events, but it's logical to think that if it hasn't happened already, that application will soon be on its way to Birmingham. It's not at all likely that A&M would have sent either of the last two letters to the Big 12 unless they had solid, albeit unofficial, assurance from the SEC that the support is there and unwavering. TxAg's Billy Lucci is the man in the know about these things, and his best guess is that the SEC presidents will gather a day or two after the Labor Day weekend and vote on A&M's application. And if it's a thumbs up for the Aggies, well, then some sort of joint press conference could be expected to be held by the end of next week or early the next week. The timing for A&M would be perfect, as they have no football game that weekend, so stay tuned. As for the Big 12 and how they'd reload after A&M's departure, all kinds of replacement schools have been mentioned in the last 24 hours, including Brigham Young, TCU, Notre Dame, Arkansas, Houston, Louisville, and Pittsburgh. Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback of Texas A&M, talking about receivers. One guy who had a great freshman season in 2009 but dropped off some last year was Easy Wachiku. Tannehill thinks that he's back to his old self.
You know, gotten a lot better throughout this offseason. I think he's got his confidence back, and that's the main thing. You know, last year he kind of got dinged up a little bit, an ankle or a foot injury, and it kind of, you know, bugged him the whole year. And, you know, I think he kind of lost a little bit of confidence just struggling with that injury throughout the whole year. He got healthy this offseason. He's making a lot of big plays for us. He's always had great hands. You know, it's just when you lose your confidence, you're hurting a little bit, you know, on your ankle, it can, you know, distract you, I guess, a little bit. So to finally have him healthy, he's got great hands. He's got great explosiveness coming off the ball. His route running has really progressed.
A&M and the Mustangs of SMU, of course, Sunday night at Kyle Field, and that game is a complete sellout. Texas Rangers lost to Tampa Bay 4-1 last night in Arlington, but the good news is the Angels also lost to Seattle 2-1, so Texas keeps a 3.5-game lead in the AL West. The Rangers have 25 games left, just 10 at home, 15 on the road, including 2 6-game road trips, the first of which starts tomorrow at Boston. The schedule makers, though, got it right. The Rangers will finish the regular season with 3 games at the Angels. They finish up with Tampa Bay and Arlington tonight. The Houston Astros have won 4 in a row and swept Pittsburgh with a 2-0 win last night at Minute Maid. The Astros are off tonight and will host Milwaukee this weekend. Houston still by far has the worst record in baseball at 47-90, and they're on track for their first ever 100-loss season. The closest they've ever come to that was 97 losses in 1991, 1975, and in 1965. 3-0 Aggie volleyball team is in Portland for 4 matches in the Portland Nike tournament starting tonight when they face the host team Portland. They'll meet Butler on Friday, then Nevada and Washington State on Saturday. And 2-time U.S. Open champion Venus Williams withdrew from that tournament before her second-round match yesterday against Sabine Lichtke of Germany due to an autoimmune disease that causes fatigue and joint pain. 31-year-old Williams had pulled out of 2 hardcourt tune-up tournaments this summer because of a virus. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota at 656. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie women won the national championship. The Aggie men made a 6th consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament. Prepare yourself now for another Aggie basketball experience at Reed Arena. Reserve your seats now by calling toll-free 1-888-99-AGGIE, the local number 845-2311, or go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Aggie basketball, an experience that will last a lifetime.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the
best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Summer's still here and so is the heat. But it's Rattlers to the rescue with ice-cold Dasani 20-ounce water, only 89 cents a bottle. Ice-cold beer. Yep, Rattlers has lots of it. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller Lite, any 12-pack, only $9.99. So stock up and beat the heat. And if you get the munchies, Rattlers has any size candy bar, two for only $2. Rattlers, your complete convenience store. Rattlers Country Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navas.
Now, WTAW College Station, Ryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans tackled his first plan to address Congress next week, so President Obama's called an audible, now trying to reschedule his big speech around the NFL next week. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave, it was the logistics of a joint session, the Republican debate in California, and the first game of the football season in Green Bay all playing into yesterday's drama over the timing of the president's job speech. The drama very much in public, as congressional staffers say the White House broke protocol by not hashing this whole thing out in private. So now we have a compromise. All have agreed to a speech week from today, Thursday, but the exact time is still to be determined. And Dave, if you're scoring at home, the football game kicks off just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Rich, the president goes to New Jersey on Sunday to hear Irene horror stories like this.
It's a little depressing right now. You know, I literally just moved into the house about, you know, a month ago, not even, kind of out of luck right now.
Rivers are receding, but a lot of people are flooded out. New Jersey declared a disaster area. Some communities in Vermont are still nearly cut off. New York's governor estimates damage in his state at $1 billion. In North Carolina, the storm destroyed about 1,100 homes on the Outer Banks. Then there's Katya.
Right now it says maximum winds of 75 miles per hour, making it a Category 1 hurricane.
And while Katya could threaten the U.S., it's so far out in the Atlantic still, Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center won't predict the storm track. In North Texas,
it's like a fire. Tsunami, just a wall of fire, probably 100 feet tall, came sweeping through.
He's in Possum Kingdom Lake, where that wildfire sparked in very dry conditions, torched at least 39 homes. About 36 more burned down in wildfires in Oklahoma. 3 firefighters were injured battling those flames. There's a drought there, too. You don't hear this too often. A mountain lion was killed trying to cross one of Los Angeles' busiest freeways, hit by a car Tuesday on the 405. This particular lion was actually being tracked for its movements. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Look at you with the top down. I thought your allergies would never let you drive a convertible.
Me neither. Every spring, my sinus congestion and pressure were so bad. But that was before Allegra.
Allegra D provides fast, non-drowsy relief of your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, running nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It even reduces inflammation and swelling that can cause congestion and pressure.
So now the top's down and your symptoms are gone.
After Allegra, I have it all.
Use as directed. Starts working at hour one. Learn more at Allegra.com.
How do I love eValues? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain check.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 from Team Dodge for $18,288. Or get a 2011 Jeep Compass for $16,588.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
How many battery stores does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, if it's Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus is now offering more than 10,000 regular and specialty light bulbs. We have bulbs for home and business, interiors and exteriors. We'll even recycle your old bulbs for you. By adding thousands of light bulbs to our thousands of batteries, Batteries Plus is changing the way America changes light bulbs. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
The best place for batteries is now the best place for light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
When your company is 65 years old, you've got lots of stories to tell about the service and the products that you have, and Acme Glass is that company. They have been around for that long, and they could tell you stories about what it took to be a successful company back in the beginning and what it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago, because they have been here that long and they've been successful that long. And obviously the demands of customers change as well. The product of glass itself, it's made some advances. Obviously the base product is still glass and it's important, but it does impact our lives in a whole lot of different ways. It used to be just for function, now it's for function and beauty. And Acme Glass can show you how they've done that with businesses and homes, both remodels and new, all over the Brazos Valley. They'll be glad to show you work if you've got some coming. You know, you think about a shower enclosure, for instance, and, you know, maybe it's just that sliding door, or maybe it's the swing-type door, but would you like to see what the latest innovations are as far as shower enclosures are concerned? Well, you can see those at Acme Glass because they've done that work. They have catalogs that can show you that work that can be done in your home. Again, whether it's a new build or a remodel, get in touch with the folks at Acme Glass. With 65 years of experience, they can help you out. Remember, they're open a half day on Saturday. That's convenient for a whole lot of people who've got things to do during the week, and they don't have time to maybe get a piece of glass cut to size or have it beveled. They can do that for you. Two locations in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. A very pleasant 73 right now at the WTAW studios. Honestly, can't tell you the last time we were that cool here in the Bryan College Station area. And how sad is it that we're enjoying 73 that much? It's the Look at News brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County deputy constable is under arrest, charged with kidnapping. 41-year-old Augustine Rubio was arrested Wednesday, 3 days after College Station police began investigating a possible kidnapping case involving the Precinct 2 deputy. It all started early Sunday morning near Deacon and Fraternity Row when witnesses say Rubio placed the woman in handcuffs and put her in the back of his patrol car. The woman's friends called her father to say she had been arrested. The father then tried to locate his daughter by calling local jails but couldn't find her. The woman called her parents shortly before 6 a.m. saying she had awakened in the parking lot in the 12,000 block of Welborn Road. Police reviewed surveillance video and saw Rubio's patrol car in the footage. Investigators eventually learned the woman was taken to the area without her consent and was never taken to jail. The case remains under investigation. Rubio is on paid leave from the constable's office. Texas A&M has told the Big 12 Conference it plans to leave the Big 12 by July of 2012 if it is accepted by another conference. The move may set off another round of conference realignment in college sports. As for reaction, Texas Tech President Guy Bailey says A&M's departure would leave a big void.
It means losing a team that we love to compete with. We love to hate them, you know. We've got that great rivalry, and we'll look to get a game that's just as attractive. It'll fill the stadium.
You can read more from A&M on the WTAW.com website. The SEC said Wednesday it has not received an application from Texas A&M to join the league, and it would have no further comment. A&M Athletic Department officials say Sunday night's football season opener against SMU is a sellout. That's after all remaining single tickets were sold Wednesday. If you're attending, reminders from Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso include staying hydrated.
Our stadium rules allow for you to bring up to a 1 liter bottle of water. We are going to rescind that rule for this first game. You can bring in any size container water, and we have stations inside of the outfield for you to be able to refill those too at no charge.
Tailgaters are strongly urged to bring fire extinguishers if you plan on grilling. That's because of the continued high fire danger. Bryan City officials have announced hours and services for its now city-run shelter in Bryan. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
The Finfeather Road Center will be open today and tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 6, but only to those who are looking for a lost pet. The shelter will be closed during the three-day Labor Day weekend. Next Tuesday, shelter hours expand to weekdays from noon until 6. And until further notice, the shelter will take only cash and checks for payment. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says a staff of 4 employees have been hired. One starts today, 2 more next Tuesday, and the manager on September 12th.
Don't gauge us by the services we begin tomorrow. We'll look at programs, we'll look at services, and then we'll be reaching out to the community. The community has already responded well to us as we visit with veterinarians who want to help us be successful. Local business community has even reached out to us without us having to go to them, and so they're reaching out to us again to help us be successful.
Bryan City employees started preparing for the transition after the Brazos Animal Shelter missed a July 29th contract deadline. Mayor Jason Bienski says it's time to move forward.
This is just a short-term deal. I think it's good at this point that we have a breather. We've been going on too long back and forth with the two entities. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of the animals.
More comments from the mayor and Walker about the animal shelter can be heard on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan and College Station police departments have received reports of a new telephone scam making the rounds. Bryan PD's John Agnew says to call authorities if you receive what he describes as strange calls demanding you pay up using a gift card, among other options.
They're also using a false phone number or a counterfeit phone number. They're trying to copy phone numbers of legitimate businesses, claim to be that business, and say that you owe them money, but they want you to pay for it in a retail card, a gift card. That makes no sense whatsoever. So these are red flags that you need to look out for.
You can get more information and comments about the scam along with this story on our website, WTAW.com. The August that ended at midnight will go down as the hottest month ever recorded in Texas, and not just by a little bit.
August has been very hot.
State meteorologist John Nielsen-Gammon says the average 24-hour statewide temperature last month was about 88 degrees, beating the previous record holder for the hottest month ever, July, by a full degree.
That'll be three months in a row of record heat.
Nielsen-Gammon says when all the records are in, the last 3 months may turn out to be the hottest summer any single state has experienced in American history. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And a new law aimed at reducing the number of abortions in Texas is set to go into effect this fall, even though some of the toughest provisions of the measure will likely be tied up in litigation for months. The state is appealing a judge's ruling Tuesday that it's unconstitutional to require doctors to display an ultrasound image of the unborn child, as well as make the heartbeat audible before performing an abortion. While the issue is tangled up in court, women must still undergo a sonogram a day before an abortion. The appeal could take a year. WTAW News Time, 7:11, 73 degrees right now. It is this look at news, that is, brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7600.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, know where to visit. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Models continue to develop a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico, but now rather than developing it south and east of our area, they're developing it off the Louisiana coast. I have to see what happens. Sun and clouds stay up around 100, partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance of a shower, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds for Saturday. High Saturday afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're going to talk U.S. Open tennis news and, of course, Aggie news as we're just, what, 3 days away now from the season opener against SMU, which is a sellout, as you heard Chase say. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
We need to get that storm over here. Forget Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
We need that rain over here.
Over here.
Right here.
You hear that, Mother Nature?
Yeah,
over
right here.
Here.
This is what we're looking
for.
Yeah.
Now, not a damaging storm.
No.
But, you know.
A rainmaker.
A rain dumping storm, yep. Please. Yeah.
It'll be called Lee if it's upgraded to a tropical storm.
Okay, now this is different from Katia, right?
Katia.
Now, where's Katia? I'm sorry.
That's in the Atlantic.
Okay, I know we talked about it, but
yeah.
That's in the Atlantic.
Yeah, and that
where's it headed?
Well, Bermuda, or it may head up north.
Who knows? All of them are headed to Bermuda.
Yeah,
you know?
But yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But I don't think that'll have anything to do with
it. So that's like an East Coast thing again, maybe.
Well, no. It's not even going to make land.
Just stay in the ocean. Okay.
Continental U.S. So.
Okay, but Lee?
Come on, Lee. Right on over here. Be
pulling for you, Lee.
There you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
throw down the gauntlet. Yeah, all right. This is shocking.
Somebody's screaming down the hall.
That's Tucker.
Yeah,
what do you want?
Yeah,
he's like Louis, but more entertaining.
Well, I was going to say something nasty.
There was a soiree at the Bushatorium yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And.
So you were out there hobbing and nobbing, huh?
I was out there. Glad to say that Tucker was there representing the radio station.
Yeah.
In his tennis shoes and.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Jeans and shirt.
Yeah. So did you get to see the exhibit?
The good thing was that the ink was covered, the sleeve was long enough there, and that he didn't wear a name tag so that people knew where he was from. But aside from that, he behaved fine.
Yeah.
Applauded and laughed at all the right places when Mr. Downs was making comments. So,
good.
You know, did a fine job.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't. I did not go through the exhibit. It was open, but I.
Well,
I was chatting with people instead.
I see.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. He was working the room.
Are you
Chase.
Feeling well?
Yeah.
It was a small crowd. All right. Let's see. Anyhow, so I know this will be shocking to you. The Commission for Wartime Contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan, which was established in 2008. Unveiled its final report yesterday. It would appear that there could be $60 billion that's been lost to fraud and abuse in those two wars. I know you're shocked.
Oh, man.
I know you're shocked that that's the case. Oh, by the way, that might not be the end of it. The panel says that figure could grow as U.S. support for reconstruction projects winds down and Iraq and Afghanistan can't keep those schools and clinics and roads funded. So we may be back in to save the day again. Not with bullets, but with bucks. So, again, did you hear that part about the $60 billion that was lost through fraud and abuse? Yeah, we got to pay for that, too, all right? In addition to all the other plans that the boys and girls in D.C. have for us, it's $60 billion in fraud and abuse. I guess when it's not your money, you don't pay that much attention, right? Sometimes it just slips through the cracks. Well, I know things are going to be different in the Murphy house, and it'll be different in lots of houses across U.S. America, because today the Netflix folks changed their pricing structure.
Again?
What amounts to separation of the monthly DVD rental price.
Yeah, we already changed our plan. So.
And it's unlimited streaming plan. You can do one or the other for $7.99 a month, or both for $15.98. So, by the way, just because you signed up before the changeover, it doesn't matter. Your September bill is going to be $15.98 if you don't do anything. So, how did you opt there, Mr. Murphy?
We're just doing the streaming.
Okay. Now, but there'll be other people who'll be concerned about what do I do, what do I do, how do I save money, what should I do? And the one thing to think about is this.
Yeah.
A new government report, which came out yesterday, says that half of all U.S. Americans get a whole lot of their calories from sugar-sweetened drinks.
Ooh.
In what's described as the first nationwide analysis of sugary drink consumption. It was done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now,
the Fun Police.
Yeah. Now, tell me what the chances would be that a government-funded Center for Disease Control and Prevention would look at the numbers and go, no, y'all are doing fine. I mean, they're going to find a problem no matter what. And I'm not saying they made up any numbers because they didn't. You can see enough fat people out there to know that that's not true.
Scott, that's insensitive.
Okay. Enough obese people out there to know that that's true.
They may prefer to be referred to as under tall.
It could be under tall. <right. laughs> Yeah. In what is described as that first nationwide analysis, the CDC says half the population drinks a sugared beverage every day.
You know, the inherent flaw, at least on the surface, is what if someone does not drink carbonated sugar beverages, but they drink juice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Juice has a lot of sugar in it.
It does.
It's natural sugar, but it still has a lot of sugar in it.
And I don't know what, I don't know if that, how that falls in here. I'm not sure if that's added. Now, you know, I don't, I just don't drink anything that has sugar in it. But, you know.
That you know
the,
of.
The diet, yeah. The diet beverage has chemicals in it. Is any better for you?
Oh, yeah.
No, not much. And, and I'm like you. I drink a lot of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But men and boys consume nearly twice as many as women.
Twice.
And that's the biggest consumer.
That's almost three times. Yeah.
Yeah. Male teens, 70% consumed a sweetened beverage every day. The CDC also found that poor people drink more than twice as many sugary drinks as rich people. Blacks drink more than any other racial or ethnic group. Both blacks and Latinos consume more than whites. About 5% of people consumed more than 560 calories per day from these drinks. What's a canned soft drink have? Do we have any idea?
What? How many calories?
Yeah, how many
220.
Calories? 220. So that means they're drinking at least two then. Current guidelines recommend 450 calories per week from sweetened drinks. And again, we got 5% of the people who are drinking 560 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now here we go. They do. They mention juice. The average can of sugared soda or juice has 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar. So I guess juice is considered to be part of this, which is interesting because, again, it's a natural sugar. And
But sugar is sugar.
Yeah, and there's some health benefits in, that are there as well. But there you go. So we got that. So if you'll cut down on the sugary drinks, you'll be better able to afford the Netflix price increase. We're trying to help out.
We're trying to even it out for
you. Hello?
Yeah, I just looked. A can of real Coca-Cola has only got 140 calories in it.
Okay, good. So. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right, thanks for clarifying.
Go for more. I mean, keep slamming it back. That's what it's all about, right? Grocery spending while we're on food. You want to talk food again?
Oh, yeah. And spending, sure.
Yeah, well, and we talked a little bit about where people shop. We talked about that earlier this week. That Walmart and Target and Costco and Sam's starting to kind of bubble to the top there for grocery shopping for a lot of people. This is from the same study. It's the Elix Partners who did this. About 70% of consumers are making trips to buy groceries once a week. 50% planning to spend more on food in the year ahead. And about 40% expecting to spend roughly the same as they did this year. I don't see how. Chase and I were talking off the air the other day. I was telling him I used to buy a product that cost 50 cents. Well, it costs 57 cents now. You know what? Percentage-wise, that's a pretty good jump. And when you start looking at 10 or 12% increases in things, I think the other thing we discussed was coffee. And how
coffee prices have gone up tremendously.
Yeah, and the thing is, at what point you go, whoa, what? Hang on a second. And for everybody, it's a different level. I mean, it is a different level. And some people say, I'm going to continue to buy whatever. Cheetos, because I like them. I'm not going to buy generic cheese extruded product. I'm going to buy Cheetos, no matter what the price is, no matter how much it goes up. Sales and promotions impact the planning for 80% of the people out there, saying they look at that. And they take coupons into consideration when drawing up their shopping lists. 86% of the people they surveyed said they use a shopping list at least sometimes. Some of us do it because we're old and we'll forget.
I use a list almost every time I go.
I have to have a list.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, all of us are ED.
And
really.
Hey, what are you?
You know, if there's only three things on the list, and you forget the list, I'll only remember two of them.
Oh, sure.
No, yeah, there's always one you can't remember, even if there's only three things on the list.
Sure.
That's, it made me mad the other day because I left the list in the truck.
Oh.
Had the boy with me.
Already. Oh, man.
Did you make you go out and get it?
Yeah, I'm going to make a two-year-old cross out. And,
Yeah. But you had to go back out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to go back out there because there were about six or seven things on there, and you can only imagine what kind of percentage rate I would have, percentage of return I would have gotten back. Oh, I see here you got one thing, but you managed to remember Cheese Whiz that wasn't on there. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, party treats. Yeah, we needed to do that. Yeah.
By the way. I wanted some queso. What can I say?
I just thought maybe you'd make it for me. And then I'm trying to find this story. I'd looked at this yesterday. We didn't have time to do it. That said if people won the lottery, they continue to use grocery store coupons. I don't believe that. You know, I'm just saying that out front. I don't believe that if you hit
some
the lottery,
people might, you know.
Yeah, if you hit the lottery, that you'll be doing that again. I think you'll go ahead and. Well, maybe you'll let your people use the coupons.
Yeah.
If you're going out there, would you do that for me, please? I'd go ahead and use the coupons. That'd be fine. I want to repeat this maybe every day this week, just because I think it's that important. The fact that when Osama bin Laden was killed, there were 5,500 tweets per minute.
Yeah. And?
When Beyonce announced that she was pregnant, there were 8,800 per minute.
Duh, which one's more important?
My point exactly. Facebook jumping into the music game. You hear about this? CNBC quotes an insider familiar with the plans who says Facebook plans to launch its long-rumored music service at the F8 conference on September the 22nd. As iTunes gears up to launch its iTunes Match, which looks pretty good, and Spotify moving into the American way of life, Facebook plans to approach the market from a different angle. Now it seems likely that Facebook won't actually host the music, but will partner with others that do that. And apparently Mark Zuckerman is pretty keen on Spotify, so they may be the ones that you see over there on Facebook.
Zuckerberg, I believe. So.
Yeah, as I said Zuckerman, didn't I? Zuckerberg. So I don't know. How do we think that works? Because I'm not a Facebook person. Uh-huh. I mean, what, you'll be able to go to Facebook and you'll play your music through there?
I'm sure.
Is that how we're going to do that?
Sure, they'll find a way. Yeah. If they start doing it like you know, this is always one of the things that irritated me about MySpace. I never had a MySpace page, but if you went to someone's MySpace page, then their music would load up and you could listen to whatever music they wanted you to hear. And, it's just annoying. So.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and choose my own? Would that be all right?
Yeah, really.
Oh, but then that'd be like listening to a radio station that plays music.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:26. You know, it's been pretty pleasant this morning anyway. Weather's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. As we mentioned, the stuff out there in the Gulf right now looks like it may be headed toward Louisiana. We'll keep our fingers crossed and it might head this way, but it's still a little time out. 102 for a high temperature today, so not quite so hot. We will break the record for most days over 100. From back in 1917 was when that record was set. Tonight, 78 for our low. Tomorrow, it says we're not going to make 100. We'll be close at 99. But there'll be a 20% chance of rain Friday night, and actually all the way through Labor Day. So we'll see how that works. Could, again, develop to more than that if the tropical disturbance, that's all it is right now, heads our way. 77% relative humidity right now. We have fair skies, pretty pleasant out there. It's 76 degrees.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Half Price Books is celebrating Labor Day through Monday, September 5th with their extra 20% off everything sale. Hurry in. Don't miss it. More at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byensky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here we go. On cue, the AP running interference for Obama. Before the president comes out with his supposed jobs plan, AP's claiming that Obama's hamstrung by budget cuts and a tight debt ceiling. And this has left our poor leftist leader with, says AP, limited tools at his disposal to prime the economy and crank up unemployment. Yes, Pharaoh Obama could do so much more if only he had the proper tools. Our poor Pharaoh could lead his people into the land of milk and honey, of full employment, if only those pesky Tea Party types would let him raise taxes. Or even better, let him print more money until it creates jobs. Someday. As it stands, says AP, the listless economy, which has left millions of Americans out of work and threatens the savings of millions more, is the biggest obstacle facing Obama's reelection. AP helpfully concludes, making the case for his economic programs will be central to the remaining 18 months of his term. Now, you hacks at AP, Obama's already made the case for his economic programs. He's implemented them. He's outspent every president before him. He has Obamacare. He owns auto companies in multiple sectors of the U.S. economy. He has shackled the private sector with thousands of new regulations. Obama got what he wanted. And we, the American people, are still paying the price. The only case to be made over the next 18 months is how to broom him and his programs into the dustbin of history. That's case closed.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Look at you with the top down. I thought your allergies would never let you drive a convertible.
Me neither. Every spring, my sinus congestion and pressure were so bad. But that was before Allegra.
Allegra D provides fast, non-drowsy relief of your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, running nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It even reduces inflammation and swelling that can cause congestion and pressure.
So now the top's down and your symptoms are gone.
After Allegra, I have it all.
Use as directed. Starts working at hour one. Learn more at Allegra.com.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item per membership, no rain checks.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 74 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, high of over 100, but very pleasant right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. What looked like the arrest of a woman early Sunday in College Station has ended with the so-called arresting officer facing criminal charges. 41-year-old Augustine Rubio, who works as a Brazos County Precinct 2 deputy constable, was arrested Wednesday and charged with kidnapping. College Station police say Rubio placed a woman in handcuffs and in the back of his patrol car early Sunday near Deacon Drive and Fraternity Row. The woman's friends called her father to say she had been arrested. The father was unable to find his daughter, though, at any local jail and heard from her just before 6 a.m. The woman said she had awakened in a parking lot in the 12,000 block of Welborn Road. Police later reviewed surveillance video and saw Rubio's patrol car in the footage. Investigators soon learned the woman was taken to the area without her consent and was never taken to jail. Rubio is on paid leave from the constable's office while the investigation continues. Texas A&M University has taken the next step toward changing athletic conferences. President Bowen Lofton announced plans yesterday to leave the Big 12 by next July if it is accepted by another conference. SEC officials said Wednesday it had not received an official application from A&M and it would have no further comment. You can read more from the A&M president on our website, WTAW.com, plus Tom will have more coming up in sports. It's a sellout for Aggie football's season opener. The A&M Athletic Department says remaining single tickets for the SMU game were sold Wednesday morning. For anyone planning to tailgate Sunday, Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso says you need to bring fire extinguishers.
As dry as it's been, we encourage all the tailgaters to really be responsible around their tailgate area. Grass is very dry and fires could start very easily. So, you know, we're going to have all of our tailgate personnel that go out and monitor the tailgate are going to have fire extinguishers in their carts. But I would encourage tailgaters, if they come to the game, they should bring their own. Bring a fire extinguisher.
Caruso also says you can bring in any size container of water, and there will be refill locations inside the stadium. Today is the first day in decades the Brazos Animal Shelter is not taking care of strays from the city of Bryan. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Mayor Jason Bielski says while it's time for the city to move forward running the Finn Feather Road facility, the door is not locked on future opportunities with the shelter.
You know, the talks, negotiations, and opportunities with the animal shelter, I would like some type of partnership, if at all possible, if it's just to work with them to help us adopt the animals out. That would be great. Maybe we can work with them on spay and neutering the pets and then helping them with the adoption end of it.
City staff began preparing for the transition after the shelter missed a July 29th contract deadline. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the shelter staff of 4 employees have been hired. One starts today, 2 more next Tuesday, and the manager on September 12th.
We have 3 individuals as care techs that are joining us that have years of experience working with animals, another one that brings animal behavioral experience. And so we were pleasantly surprised and very pleased with the quality of application.
For today and tomorrow, the Bryan shelter will be open only between 4 and 6 p.m. and only for those looking for a lost pet. Shelter will be closed to the public during the Labor Day weekend and reopen next Tuesday with weekday hours from noon until 6. Until further notice, the shelter will take only cash and checks for payment. On the WTAW.com website, you can hear more comments from the mayor and Walker about the animal shelter. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A new round of phone scams is making its way around the Twin Cities. The College Station and Bryan Police Departments have come out with a list of red flags you need to watch out for. Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says if you're threatened over the phone, just hang up and call police.
There's no need to stay on there and continue to have that conversation. If you think it is a legitimate business, take down the business name, the caller's name, the business address, and their phone number, and then take the time to independently verify that information.
You can learn more about the scam and what to do if you're targeted on our website, WTAW.com. Far beyond the heat, the Texas drought may be felt around the world.
The drought will likely mean higher prices on all kinds of things. Texas produces more than half of America's cotton, and the drought has killed half of Texas's crop. Winter wheat planting starts soon, and the drought is still here, which may mean a 50% jump in wheat prices. And beef? Ranchers are selling cattle to save it.
Currently, we're selling livestock off the ranches as fast as sales can sell them. So we're losing our livestock herd to the drought.
Dr. Travis Miller of Texas A&M's Department of Soil and Crop Sciences says losses to farmers and ranchers in this drought total more than $5 billion and counting. Bonnie Petrie, TSN News.
And the State Fair of Texas has offered fried bubble gum and 7 other lip-smacking delights as finalists for the Big Tex Choice Awards. A panel of judges on Monday will pick the winners for best taste and most creative foods for sale during the annual expo in Dallas. Fair officials on Wednesday described one offering as a bubble gum-flavored marshmallow dipped in batter and fried, then topped with icing and powdered sugar. You can have mine. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 74 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Simplify your life with a totally free checking account at First Victoria National Bank. There's no minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and only a $50 minimum opening deposit. Plus, you'll experience the added convenience of free online banking, free online bill pay, free mobile banking, and free e-statements. Now that's totally free checking.
Hi, this is Tina Tucker, the Banking Center Manager for First Victoria Bank at Tower Point and College Station. We would love for you to stop by and open a totally free checking account today.
First Victoria, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello there, College Station.
Contrary to my silky smooth voice, I'm just bursting with excitement. Because this Saturday, September 3rd, will be a day of glorious celebration and festivities. For this day, Specs raises a glass to College Station. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has the largest inventory in Texas of fine wines, spirits, ice-cold beers, and exceptionally low prices. Being Texas family-owned and operated since 1962, Specs knows a thing or two about partying, Aggie style. Specs Grand Opening will feature 50-cent gourmet hot dogs, food samplings, giveaways, and special prices. Yes, knowledge is delicious. Specs Grand Opening Party, this Saturday, September 3rd, from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Rock Prairie Shopping Center. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Models continue to develop a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico, but now rather than developing it south and east of our area, they're developing it off the Louisiana coast. I have to see what happens. Sun and clouds stay up around 100, partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a shower, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds for Saturday, high Saturday afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk some Aggie football, of course. We'll also give you a little bit further update on the SEC situation after yesterday's announcement. And Cedric Benson, the Cincinnati Bengals running back, former Longhorn, has actually already started serving his time in Travis County Jail, 20 days or less. Yeah. So he's going to get that out of the way. We'll tell you about that and more coming up in sports. Well, you know, it's preseason. They can do without him for a game.
That's right. Let's go ahead and clear the 20 days. He has to do 20 days.
Well, it better be less than that because he's going to get credit for time served when he was arrested.
Sure.
So, you know, so he probably served a day here, a day there.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, he'll... Have time to get used to the food.
So. Did they have him fly down in the company G5, or, you know, did he have to fly commercial to get down there?
Yeah, probably so, you know.
Boy, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah. Hey, so that last story you had.
I knew you'd pounce on that.
Well, yeah. Okay, once again, just slowly describe that thing once again. And remember that the news was brought to you by the Heart Pros.
Yes. And I was not trying to juxtapose those.
No, I know. Yeah, okay, here we go from the State Fair, huh?
Fair officials on Wednesday described one offering as a bubble gum flavored marshmallow.
Oh! Okay.
Dipped in batter.
Okay.
And, of course, if you're going to dip it in batter, you must fry it.
Sure,
Topped with icing.
Ooh. Huh.
And powdered sugar.
God. Huh. Are you not fat enough? I mean, really. People who have more than a 34-inch waist should not be allowed to consume that. I mean, there's just no reason for that.
Well, now wait, 34.
Well, I'm just
36 is permissible.
What? Oh,
you know.
God. Give me two of them. Let me have two of them.
Hey.
Wait, why are you making them, huh? Let me have a couple. Hey, have you got a pack I can put about six in?
Can I get a Diet Coke?
Right.
Yeah. That makes my teeth go on edge just to hear that. Holy. Man, well, that's good.
But when you're at the fair, man.
Oh, I know. Sure, that and a lemonade, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Here's that story I had. 96% of the 23,000 respondents in the fourth annual Red Plum Purse String Study said they would still use coupons if they struck it big in the lottery.
Whatever.
That's a lie. That's just not correct.
Yeah, you wouldn't get around to it. I mean, you'd do another thing. You're not clipping coupons.
What in the world makes you think that you need to have that at the beginning of your release about this survey we did? Because immediately... people are going to look at this and go, oh, well, yeah, this is a fact finder right here. Yeah, we're gonna believe all of this.
Yeah. So. If you win the lottery, first off, you got people going to the grocery store for you, right?
Exactly.
You're not going to be there. Them delivered.
Yeah. You're not going to be there. Well, more bad news for the president of U.S. America.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You know, many of the times that he would go out, he would talk about green energy initiatives, you know, and getting green jobs and doing what we needed to expand that part of the economy and make energy more affordable for all of us. And one of the companies that was the poster child for his effort, a company called Solyndra out in California, S-O-L, uh-huh. Solyndra. And what they did is they made solar panels. And I'm using the past tense because they filed Chapter 11 yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And in the release, yeah. And in the release talking about how these people had filed bankruptcy, the president and CEO of the company said, "Regulatory and policy uncertainties in recent months have created significant near-term excess supply and price erosion."
So wait, regulatory?
That's what I meant. Wouldn't it be interesting?
The government put them out of business?
Yes, sir. I mean, wouldn't it be interesting to know exactly what that regulatory and policy uncertainty or uncertainties might be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the poster child, but we're going to go ahead and run you out of business. Right hand, left hand. Right hand, left hand. But let's wash our ears out with this wonderful story.
Okay.
What in the world would possess a man to bake 100 different pies in under 13 hours?
Drunk.
He ain't got no 36-inch waist.
No. Yeah. The reason is famous people like pie.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah.
So I guess just maybe pegging it to that, the fact that he likes pie.
Uh-huh.
And pi r squared.
That's right.
Of course.
Like, yeah. Well, I like pie. Yeah. Some pie.
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
See, he asked, Tom. I'm glad you answered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Chris Monroe, who owns a successful drive-up pie stand called Hunk-a-Pie.
Hunk-a-hunk-a-burning pie?
Hunk-a-pie. And, of course, it's in Arkansas.
That was Elvis's favorite pie, was Hunk-a-pie.
Wanted to come up with a business idea that was so big and crazy, it was guaranteed to get some attention. So he came up with a list of 100 different pies and got to bacon Saturday afternoon about 2 o'clock. And by 3 a.m., when that had rolled around, he had made Eva Pie on the list.
3 a.m. in the morning?
3 a.m. in the morning. From 2 p.m. in the afternoon to 3 a.m. in the morning.
Was each of them a different pie?
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. By the time Hunk-a-Pie opened for business on Sunday, more than a dozen excited customers, again, remember it's Arkansas, were already in line.
Mama,
need to get a pie.
We're lining up. We're going to early church because we got to get to the
right place. We got to get to the pie place when it opens up.
I want to get that rhubarb.
I got to make sure I got my choice.
Lemon icebox, come on.
All the parking spots were taken. People actually parking down the block. In fact, business was so good, he sold out of pies by 4 p.m.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, see? There's a guy standing out there who's saying,
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah.
Wonder what kind of pie the first guy asked for. You know, I mean, he had his choice of all of them, right?
Tom, I tell you what, if there were only a place where you could go to get that information.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty detailed stuff there, you know. I mean, do they have them all listed, you know?
What
kind of
well,
pie?
And how long?
What was the least
now,
popular
real,
pie?
The real question is, how long did he take? Because he's had all that time to stand there. He's got how many different pies to choose 100, from?
100.
100 right. different types of pie. And is he selling it by the slice or is he selling the whole pie?
No, I bet he's doing it by the slice. And, make more money that way.
Well, you know, more important than what was the first pie picked, what was the last pie left? You know?
Mince
that
meat.
Was one bad pie, right?
Mince meat.
Yeah.
Raisin pie. My grandmother always makes raisin pie around the holidays.
Yeah.
And in 35 years, I've never even had a taste of it.
Now, see, that's just being a bad grandson.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You need to eat grandma's pie.
You got
to
have one slice. You got to have one bite of the pie and then say, oh, the kids are acting up, and you set it down.
Yeah, no, be the rest of the dog.
No, raisins go in cookies with oatmeal.
They just go in oatmeal. But raisins go a lot of places, but I understand that. In a pie. And, you know, now, Chase, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that she grew up in a house where that's the only fruit that they could afford. You ever think about that?
Yeah,
so
Chase.
It's kind of a touchstone.
Yeah, it's still not
going to
make me eat it.
Kind of a touchstone.
What kind of?
Not my fault. She makes two other kinds of pies. So, you know.
What kind of filling was around the raisins? I mean, like raisin juice?
Raisin or, guts?
Yeah. Goop. I mean, what?
if you took the innards of pecan pie and put raisins instead of pecans, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And I've seen that before, too, which is an abomination. Yeah, I mean, well, leave yeah, the pecan.
That's,
I mean,
that's pecan, ruin a pecan pie.
Yeah, that's there. A perfectly normal pie right there.
Well, but as with everything, if you put enough sugar in it, it'll taste great.
Yeah.
So.
And it's still a raisin. That's my problem.
Y'all ever had rhubarb pie?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man. I love rhubarb.
Uh-oh. No. That was a passionate no.
Yeah, no. I saw that in the grocery store, I said, they make pie.
Oh, they don't look great. But
it looks like red celery, you know?
Yeah, but I had some just last weekend.
But that's the old, if you put enough sugar in it, it'll work.
You're right. Yeah.
Have you ever flashed your lights at another driver?
Whew. I'm glad you went there.
Have you ever flashed your lights at another driver to warn them about a policeman or woman who might be down the road?
Yes, because I have it done to me, and I appreciate it. I do it also.
Don't have time for just this second. This is what you call a tease. It's a gigantic story.
Uh-huh.
It's a big story that could cost one state a lot of money.
Well,
we'll have that before 8 o'clock.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South. And watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Most of us think we'd be happy if we had just a little bit more, but let's be careful what we wish for. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In his short story, How Much Land Does a Man Need?, Leo Tolstoy wrote about a Russian peasant who believes owning land will make him content. Well, he's right, at least for a while. But his contentment never lasts. He always needs just a little bit more. Eventually, the peasant comes across an incredible deal. For a flat fee, he can own whatever ground he can walk in a day. But there's one catch. He has to return to where he started by sunset, or he'll lose his money and the land. At first, he intends to walk a reasonable distance, but his greed prevents him from turning around in time. When he finally heads back, he can only reach his goal by pushing his physical abilities to the brink. Collapsing at the finish line seconds before the sun dips below the horizon, he dies on the spot. His desire for more has cost him his life. What the Russian peasant thought would satisfy him never lasted. Happiness was always just around the corner. Before we smirk at his foolish pursuit, we'd be wise to examine our own lives. Are we pursuing things that matter, such as faith and family? Or are we scrambling for possessions that ultimately will never satisfy? The next time it seems only just a little bit more can bring contentment, remember the Russian peasant. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. Membership, no rain checks.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of Select Bear, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden Paints and Stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic. Your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier. With $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. Let's talk on-the-field football. There's been plenty of news off the field, obviously, about the SEC, but the Aggies are concentrating on SMU, getting ready for the Mustangs on Sunday night in their season opener at Kyle Field. Because none of the SEC talk really affects the Aggie football team this year, except that A&M could be branded as a deserter by the rest of the Big 12, and that'll surely make the target on their back somewhat bigger than it is already with their top 10 preseason ranking. But A&M is supposed to be good enough this year to stay with every opponent. A lot of that talent is at receiver, and the guy throwing to them is Ryan Tannehill. Their depth at receiver with people like Nate Askew and others. Tannehill talks exactly about that.
The more guys that keep stepping up and making plays for us, it really gives us depth and security out there. You know, guys are going to get banged up throughout the season. That's just the game of football. And to be able to have guys that can step in and make plays for you is really a security blanket. You know, Nate's come a long way. You know, I've talked about him a lot this offseason, and, you know, he continues to get better. You know, Jeff's been down the last couple weeks, and Nate stepped up for us and has really made some plays. Malcolm Kennedy, a guy that we knew had speed when he came in, redshirted last year, really didn't get a whole lot of time with him just because he was down with the scouts and things like that. But going throughout this summer, I think he really learned the offense and knows what's going on now. And, you know, if you have a guy with that kind of speed and that kind of playmaking ability, once he knows the offense, he can make stuff happen.
A&M and SMU Sunday night at 6:30. It is a sellout, as you heard us report, but we'll have the game for you right here on 1620 WTAW. All the fun will start with the Fan Zone show at 3:30. Aggie volleyball team is in Portland, Oregon. They are 3-0. They're playing in the Portland Nike tournament that starts tonight. They'll face Portland U, then meet Butler Friday, Nevada, and Washington State on Saturday. Houston Astros have won 4 in a row. They swept Pittsburgh with a 2-0 win last night at Minute Maid. The Astros are off tonight. They'll host Milwaukee this weekend. But Houston still by far has the worst record in baseball, 47-90, and they are on track for their first ever 100-loss season. The closest they've ever come to that was 97 losses. They did that three times in 1991, 1975, and 1965. Cincinnati Bengals running back Cedric Benson has begun serving a 20-day jail term in Austin to settle two misdemeanor assault cases. The former UT star was sentenced Monday in Austin and had planned to surrender October the 17th when the Bengals had a bye week. But Travis County jail record showed that Benson was booked late on Tuesday. His jail time could be shortened with possible credit for time served when arrested. He was arrested last year for allegedly punching a bar employee. Last month, he was accused of punching an ex-roommate. Former Nashville Predator Wade Belak, an enforcer who had played with five NHL teams before retiring in March, has been found dead in Toronto. He's the third NHL player found dead since May. Toronto police are investigating the cause of death, according to the Canadian press. The 35-year-old Belak was scheduled to work as a sideline reporter on Nashville's broadcast next season. He played for Colorado, Calgary, Toronto, Florida, and finished his career with Nashville, playing in 549 career games with 1,263 penalty minutes and 33 points. Winnipeg's Rick Rippon was found dead earlier this month, and former Ranger enforcer Derek Bogard died in May. And Yao Ming's agent has asked the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame to set aside Yao's nomination for a year. Yao retired in July and was nominated by a member of the Chinese media as a contributor to the game. He would have been eligible for induction as early as 2012. Hall of Fame President John Davila says that the agent told him that Yao feels it's too soon for him to be placed on the ballot. Yao was an 8-time All-Star whose career was derailed by injury. He'd be eligible to enter as a player in 2017. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. It is 7:56, and this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Christ Fest rocks Aggieland September 3rd. Cutlass. Robbie Seaband. Andy Melvin and the Unlikely Sons. Help support the Central Texas Orphan Mission Alliance. Christfest rocks September 3rd at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Visit christfest.org for more information.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988. Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Hey, about 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I like pie. I know. You like pie, too?
Yeah, I know, you told me.
I love pie, yeah. Mr. President.
There you go. All right, so have you ever flashed your lights at an oncoming car to warn them about a speed trap that you just passed?
Yes, I have. I do almost every time.
In Florida, you could have gotten a ticket if you did that.
Yeah, well, I've always heard that that was against the law.
And since 2005, over 10,400 drivers have been cited for just that. Now, one driver fighting back. Guy's name is Eric Campbell. He used a Florida statute to go through the courts. And even though the courts ruled that the police were wrongfully applying the law to crack down on vehicle-to-vehicle communications in 2005, he decided to sue. He's looking to get his $100 ticket refunded and $15,000 in damages. But now the suit has gone to class action. And if Eric wins, the state of Florida could have to shell out over $1 million in ticket refunds.
Wow.
And if he's awarded damages, that would mean that Florida would have to fork over $156.4 million.
Stick it to the man!
I mean, wow. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact that it saved me money, you know, people doing it for me, especially when you're going into towns where the speed limit drops all of a sudden.
So let's just say, Tom, theoretically, that you were part of this class action suit. And you go, no, I don't need my share. That good soul saved me money, right?
If I could find them, sure, since I can't identify those good souls.
They would deserve a hearty handshake.
That's right.
Hail fellow well met.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
But since that's not the case, I mean, you might just have to go ahead and take that money from that class action suit.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
Yes, of course.
You could always give it to your favorite charity or donate it to the Lord.
Speaking of the Lord, a visiting minister spoke eloquently during the prayer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Flooded out and frustrated.
They say it's a natural thing that happened. It was a natural cause. Yeah, that's true, but look at all these people homeless, you know. They're going to be that way for a while.
He's underwater in Paterson, New Jersey, where President Obama will go to see Irene's devastation firsthand on Sunday. In Vermont, some towns are still nearly cut off, needing
meals ready to eat, but the number one item is water, for sure.
National Guard Brigadier General Dick Harris, hundreds of thousands still without power down in North Carolina. It's so dry, flames can spread so fast. In Texas and Oklahoma, where wildfires have burned dozens of homes down, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper monitoring this live.
Dave, in North Texas, at least 39 homes in the Possum Kingdom Lake area have been destroyed. The good news, the wind is dying down and most of the dry vegetation has been licked by flames, making it easier to contain. In Oklahoma City, another heat record Wednesday, 105 degrees, and a wildfire on the southeast side of town had residents scrambling.
I went inside to start getting me and my other roommate stuff, and a guy came in my front door, a firefighter, told me to get my dog and to leave.
About three dozen homes have burned down in Oklahoma City. Dave?
Jennifer, next week President Obama will deliver his big jobs speech to Congress, but when has become a big political football? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
And what a scheduling nightmare it's been for the White House. The president asked to address a joint session to Congress next Wednesday on his jobs plan. Immediately, the administration was on the defensive for picking the same night and time as a Republican presidential debate. Then House Speaker John Boehner, who says he was never consulted, warned logistically Wednesday could not work, and he suggested Thursday instead. Many Democrats incensed at what they perceived as a snub, but the White House eventually agreed to Thursday. But now the president is up against the season-opening NFL game against the Packers and the Saints. Dave?
Mike, a slight decline in new unemployment last week. First-time claims down to 409,000. That still is considered too high for a healthy job market. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency.
Oh.
I have your location. I'll get 911.
911?
This is OnStar Emergency. I have an accident with injuries at SM 1187 at Hemp Hill.
What happened?
I was driving. Some idiot just pulled straight out from the stop sign. I T-boned him.
Are you hurt?
I think I've shattered my thumb. Other person, I don't know. I'm in a big truck, and they were in a real wheel car.
Paramedics are on the way. Try not to move around because you might have additional injuries.
Can somebody call my wife?
I can do that for you.
In a crash, OnStar can automatically connect you to an advisor. They can also call a family member for you.
The ambulance is here right now.
Great.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
There are numerous factors you look for in certain people that you're going to work with or certain people that want to work for you. Trust is a big issue when it comes to a real estate agent. Real estate agents sometimes aren't looked on very favorably because there are serious trust issues. If you're looking to buy a home, it can be a very stressful process. It can be a very stressful event. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't have to be. Zweiker & Associates understands that buying a home should be a joyous experience, not a stressful experience. They want you to have as many questions answered in advance. They want you to know what you're getting into. And before they ever start talking about what homes are in your price range or anything like that, Zweiker & Associates, first of all, wants to make sure that you know what you're getting into when it comes to buying a home. They want to guide you through the process. They want you to interview them so you can understand what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. Find out what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com. Get a real estate agent that you can trust. Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South. And watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Hello there, College Station. Contrary to my silky smooth voice, I'm just bursting with excitement. Because this Saturday, September 3rd, will be a day of glorious celebration and festivities. For this day, Specs raises a glass to College Station. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has the largest inventory in Texas of fine wines, spirits, ice-cold beers, and exceptionally low prices. Being Texas family-owned and operated since 1962, Specs knows a thing or two about partying, Aggie style. Specs grand opening will feature 50-cent gourmet hot dogs, food samplings, giveaways, and special prices. Yes, knowledge is delicious. Specs grand opening party this Saturday, September 3rd from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Rock Prairie Shopping Center. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today. Still over 100, but again, we're starting off pretty pleasant this morning, at least better than it's been in quite some time. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Brazos County Deputy Constable is under arrest, charged with kidnapping. 41-year-old Augustine Rubio was arrested Wednesday, 3 days after College Station police began investigating a possible kidnapping case involving the Precinct 2 deputy. It all started early Sunday morning near Deacon and Fraternity Row when witnesses say Rubio placed the woman in handcuffs and put her in the back of his patrol car. The woman's friends called her father to say she had been arrested. The father tried to locate his daughter by calling local jails but was unable to find her. The woman called her parents shortly before 6 a.m. saying she had awakened in the parking lot in the 12,000 block of Welborn Road. Police reviewed surveillance video and saw Rubio's patrol car in the footage. Investigators eventually learned the woman was taken to the area without her consent and was never taken to jail. The case remains under investigation. Rubio is on paid leave from the constable's office. Texas A&M has told the Big 12 Conference it plans to leave the league by July of 2012 if it is accepted by another conference. The move may set off another round of conference realignment in college sports. As for reaction, Texas Tech President Guy Bailey says A&M's departure would leave a big void.
It means losing a team that we love to compete with. We love to hate them, you know. We've got that great rivalry, and we'll look to get a game that's just as attractive. It'll fill the stadium.
You can read more from A&M on our website, WTAW.com. Meantime, for the SEC's part, it said Wednesday it has not received an application from Texas A&M to join the league and would have no further comment. A&M Athletic Department officials say Sunday night's football season opener against SMU is a sellout. That's after all remaining single tickets were sold Wednesday morning. If you plan on attending, reminders from Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso include staying hydrated.
Our stadium rules allow for you to bring up to a 1 liter bottle of water. We are going to rescind that rule for this first game. You can bring in any size container water, and we have stations inside of the outfield for you to be able to refill those too at no charge.
And tailgaters are strongly urged to bring fire extinguishers if you plan on grilling. That's because of the continued high fire danger. Bryan City officials have announced hours and services when it takes over the animal shelter in Bryan. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
The Thin Feather Road Center will be open today and tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 6, but only to those who are looking for a lost pet. The shelter will be closed during the 3-day Labor Day weekend. Next Tuesday, shelter hours expand to weekdays from noon until 6. And until further notice, the shelter will take only cash and checks for payment. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says a staff of 4 employees have been hired. One starts today, 2 more next Tuesday, and the manager on September 12th.
Don't gauge us by the services we begin tomorrow. We'll look at programs, we'll look at services, and then we'll be reaching out to the community. The community has already responded well to us as we visit with veterinarians who want to help us be successful. Local business community has even reached out to us without us having to go to them, and so they're reaching out to us again to help us be successful.
Bryan City employees started preparing for the transition after the Brazos Animal Shelter missed a July 29th contract deadline. Mayor Jason Bianski says it's time to move forward.
This is just a short-term deal. I think it's good at this point that we have a breather. We've been going on too long back and forth with the two entities. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of the animals.
More comments from the mayor and Walker about the animal shelter can be heard on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan and College Station Police Departments have received reports of a new telephone scam making the rounds. Bryan PD's John Agnew says you need to call authorities if you receive what he describes as a strange call demanding you pay up, especially if they say you need to use a gift card, among other options.
They're also using a false phone number or a counterfeit phone number. They're trying to copy phone numbers of legitimate businesses, claim to be that business, and say that you owe them money, but they want you to pay for it in a retail card, a gift card. That makes no sense whatsoever. So these are red flags that you need to look out for.
Again, that's Bryan PD's John Agnew. More information and comments about the scam are available on our website, WTAW.com. And the August that ended at midnight will go down as the hottest month ever recorded in Texas, and not by just a little bit.
August has been scary hot.
State meteorologist John Nielsen-Gammon says the average 24-hour statewide temperature last month was about 88 degrees, beating the previous record holder for the hottest month ever, July, by a full degree.
That'll be three months in a row of record heat.
Nielsen-Gammon says when all the records are in, the last 3 months may turn out to be the hottest summer any single state has experienced in American history. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:11, 76 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Simplify your life with a totally free checking account at First Victoria National Bank. There's no minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and only a $50 minimum opening deposit. Plus, you'll experience the added convenience of free online banking, free online bill pay, free mobile banking, and free e-statements. Now that's totally free checking.
Hi, this is Tina Tucker, the Banking Center Manager for First Victoria Bank at Tower Point and College Station. We would love for you to stop by and open a totally free checking account today.
First Victoria, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to visit. Go to csmedcenter.com to get more information. Here are the numbers.
Models continue to develop a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico, but now rather than developing it south and east of our area, they're developing it off the Louisiana coast. I have to see what happens. Sun and clouds stay up around 100, partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, 95. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a shower, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds for Saturday, high Saturday afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:13, because we dig for the story. We get the facts for you.
When news breaks, we fix it.
You know it. Actually, it's because the Bruce Tommaso, who's the editor of the Dallas Morning News, has written a small compilation of what these foods are.
Oh, good.
The buffalo chicken in a flapjack.
Well, now we haven't outlined the list. I mean, we just
true.
Told them about. So you need to tell them what the list is.
You did that nasty one, which was these are the fried foods that will be available at the State Fair Tets.
Well, this is the Big Tex Awards.
Yeah.
So these will be the award winner foods. They'll announce them Monday.
They'll be announced Monday at 9:00.
Yeah.
We're not staying late.
No,
we're not.
It's kind of like the Oscars. We won't have it for you.
Yeah. A buffalo chicken strip is coated in flapjack batter, rolled in jalapeno breadcrumbs, and deep-fried to a golden brown, skewered, and served with a side of syrup. That'd be the buffalo chicken in a flapjack. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't know about the syrup, though.
Yeah, deep-fried pineapple upside-down cake.
That actually sounds pretty good. Yes. I like me some pineapple.
Fresh and sweet pineapple rings are delicately dipped in cake batter, fried, coated with caramel sugar, and a cinnamon glaze. What tropical treat is complete without the cherry on top?
I'm there.
Mm-mm. Deep-fried Texas salsa, a spicy medley of jalapenos, roasted garlic, onion, tomato, and pepper, rolled together. That could get messy. Dipped in masa and covered with crunchy tortilla chips. Into the fryer, served warm and deliciously with creamy queso. That's the deep fried Texas
salsa. That sounds pretty good, too.
The El Bananarito. In case you're wondering, it's a deep fried nanner. It's been rolled up in a flour tortilla, topped with whipped cream, powdered sugar, and dusted with cinnamon, plus a touch of vanilla extract. Top it off with your choice of a smooth hot caramel or decadent chocolate syrup. The fried autumn pie. Fairgoers will fall hard for this. Who could resist a puffy pastry infused with scrumptious combinations of pumpkin, cream cheese, powdered sugar, and fall spices? Then they deep fry it, roll it in ginger, cinnamon, and sugar.
I bet that's the most fattening one of all of them.
Could well be.
Because of the cream cheese.
We got the bubblegum thing, which Chase said.
Marshmallow.
In two words, pretty much nasty. Hans Krautbowl. This one scared Chase. A conglomeration of taste. Browned pork sausage, onion, garlic, a zing of sauerkraut, mustard, and tasty seasonings all rolled into a mouthwatering ball of delight. Covered with seasoned breadcrumbs, deep fried and served, of course, with either spicy mustard, raspberry chipotle, or ranch. And finally, a very strange one, your walkin' taco. Stroll down the Midway with this concoction of seasoned hamburger meat, lettuce, onion, fresh tomato, grated cheese, sour cream, and tasty salsa, inventively served in a nacho cheese-flavored Doritos bag.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That sounds like the old concession stand Frito Pie, where they take the bag and just right down the side, and then just put your chili and your cheese in the bag.
That's it. So then Bruce asked the question, which do you believe is most tasty, and which is the just the one that just turns your toenails, okay? Now, I said that I believed personally the most tasty one would be the buffalo chicken in a flapjack. That sounded pretty good to me. But the winner was the deep-fried pineapple upside-down cake, as far as
told you.
Tastiest. For grossest, I don't think there was any doubt, 56% said the fried bubblegum is just about as nasty as it can get.
Yeah, I would be.
So anyway, we'll see. We'll get the results, and of course, Clip Howard will go up there, and I don't know if he'll try any of that stuff or not, but we'll hope that he does. Yeah. See. Hello?
You know, that walking taco you can get at the Iowa State home athletic events. It's very big.
Really? Thank you.
So is Caller still there?
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it like the traditional Frito pie thing?
Yeah, except it's over a bag of nacho cheese flavored Doritos.
Interesting.
They sell a Frito pie, but this is over the bag of Doritos that's chopped off the side, and it's got exactly those same ingredients, and they sell them like crazy.
Do you think
all
we'll
around
be seeing,
the arena.
Will we be seeing that in a street outside Kyle Field anytime soon?
I didn't know you were going to be a part of it, but I don't know that that's as popular here
Very
as it may
nice.
Be for our friends in the Midwest.
I just realized it was little Stevie Miller that was calling.
Yeah,
so.
That's, uh-huh. As he described it, I said, oh, I know that voice. That's
how you sleeping these days?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah,
hey,
there's
I
not
saw
a whole lot
young.
Of things I can offer in the middle of the night.
I saw the young the other day. What was that, 2 days ago? Was
I heard what he said. Oh, God. I tell you, Mama's not listening.
No, she's not.
No. Otherwise, he's about to get a little call waiting bump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly. But he did. He showed me his daughter the other day. I happened to see him.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we're doing great. Thank you. Thank
All
you.
All right. Well, that'll be good. And look forward to those afternoon kickoffs, I know.
Oh, man, it's going to be toasty.
I was going to say, what time will you be baking this Sunday?
I'm thinking about getting the oven started around 11-ish.
Oh,
and then,
wow.
You know, make sure you turn every 20 to 30 minutes.
Right, yeah. Right. Baste it regularly.
Put some sausage patties on the hood of the car and stop back by and check on them later on.
Put it on front of the gator cart.
Yeah, sounds good.
I mean, it's going to be hot and maybe a little breezy. Who knows? But, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about the event, right?
So any big changes to the fan zone that you can
no,
let us in on?
Nothing. No, not really. I mean,
no.
It's kind of the same scope, some of the same excitement. You know, you guys will have the fan zone radio show going on
at
3:30, I guess.
3:30.
And then our friends at Candy have got a few little tricks up their sleeve, I think, with some new face painting ideas they've got. So. It's gonna be pretty exciting. It's all free. That's the best part.
Scott will be there at 6:05.
I will. I'll be there at 6:05 to wave as I go by. All right. Thanks, Steve. See you later.
See
you. So it does exist. It's big in other places. So there you are. All right. Alan Brockman's here this morning from the city of Bryan. Find out what's going on there. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. What do you got on the list of activities?
Okay. Speaking of free activities, we've got First Friday that's coming up this week. That
yeah.
is tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Movie with Maddens. They've been doing that for several weeks throughout the summer. Tomorrow they'll be playing Tangled, which is a cartoon.
Oh, that's a cartoon.
Yeah,
about
it's the spin on Rapunzel.
Yeah, sure.
I guess it is Rapunzel,
yep.
the story of
that's
Rapunzel.
It. Mm-hmm.
That's sponsored by the A&M Student Life Department. And, of course, since it is a movie with Maddens will be out there with their mobile gourmet truck. So you have some food there as well. Movie's completely free. They're also going to bring back the horse-drawn carriages. Those start from 7 right there at the courtyard of the LaSalle Hotel. So, and it's supposed to be in the 90s tomorrow. So.
Hey, it'll be kind of almost chilly.
Yeah. Even if you do get overheated, remember there's plenty of businesses that are staying open late all throughout downtown Bryan. You go to downtownbryan.com to get the complete list of those.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to mention we're coming up quickly on some deadlines for Texas Reds registrations. These are for vendors, cook-off teams, things of that sort. They've actually extended the application deadline until September 23rd. So that'll be just a couple weeks before the festival actually kicks off. That is for the cook-off and for vendor applications. Vendors, we can make room if
sure.
there's more vendors. But cook-off teams, there's only 4 spots available.
Okay.
So if you and your buddies want to be in a cook-off team, go to the Texas Reds website. It's texasredsfestival.com. Click on the Contact Us link, and then you'll see all the proper folks to contact for all those different sign-ups. Of course, we've got the 5K that I know Mayor Bynski mentioned yesterday, and also the golf tournament, both of those benefiting Mary Crowley. Those sign-ups, contact the golf course for sign-up on that, but the 5K registration is just right there on the website, texasredsfestival.com, and pretty much one-stop shop. I know y'all have been doing news stories on the Animal Center opening today. If you missed those hours, today is from 4 to 6. That's the same hours as tomorrow as well. We'll be closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, just like the rest of the City of Bryan offices. And then we'll be open up from noon until 6, starting on the 6th. I ran through those quickly. If you don't have that, go to BryanAnimalCenter.com. We've got that information there, and you can also call them at 209-5260.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time now for the Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Job filings fall. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Lines at the unemployment office got a little shorter last week. New claims for jobless benefits fell by 12,000, about what the Labor Department was expecting. It's a sign businesses have not responded to recent stock market gyrations by laying off workers. The four-week average of claims rose a little. That measure is considered to be a better gauge of market trends. Meantime, workers were less productive in the second quarter of this year. A separate Labor Department report shows productivity by workers fell by 0.7%, and that was the biggest drop in about 4 years. That matches the anemic pace of economic growth, though, between April and June. And the reading implies businesses might have to cut workers to improve profits. Futures are mixed following the reports. NASDAQ futures are up 3 points now, but S&P futures are lower, down by a fraction. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Business owners always looking for ways to help their bottom line, and Suddenlink has got several ways, as a matter of fact, to help you. First of all, with their phone service. Now, get your phone bill, and I'll give you a number in a minute to call, and you can learn about Suddenlink business phone service. You combine that with high-speed internet, and you can save. And the thing that's great is you know what it's going to cost you every month. You can just put that right in there. There aren't any unpleasant surprises. You call Suddenlink Business today. Find out about the business phone, unlimited starting as low as $39.95, which includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and a lot more. And then also find out about the high-speed internet. You can save up to 30% versus the phone company. You can get email delivery of your voicemail. And you can keep your same equipment and your same phone number. But at the same time, you can expand as many as you need to because there's no restriction on the specific number of lines when you use Suddenlink business phone service. Join more than 60,000 businesses that trust the stability and reliability of Suddenlink business. Call them today, 903-939-7245. 903-939-7245. There's online chat support that's now available through mysuddenlinkbusiness.com as well. So make the call, start saving money. 903-939-7245 for Suddenlink Business.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice, America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, damage or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warrantied roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
Well, with the start of the fall school year, things are hopping over at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, and Dr. Deborah Kalman, the director of the museum, was along, and I had a conversation with her about everything that's coming up just in the next month. It's getting busy, and it starts getting busy tonight.
We're opening a brand new exhibit. It's called Wildland, Thomas Cole and the Birth of American Landscape Painting. And one of the reasons we're so thrilled about this new exhibit is we are premiering this national exhibit at our museum. So it's never been shown anywhere before. We also have a partnership with Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Sciences Department at Texas A&M University. And Dr. Jim Grayman, who's a professor there, is going to do our opening talk for our reception. It's called Kindred Spirits, Landscape Painting and National Parks. Following his talk at 6 p.m. tonight, we'll have a gallery viewing of this never-before-seen exhibit and a reception. We're also going to be featuring music, live music played by Sweet Strings on the Brazos. The lecture begins at 6, and it'll probably run for 30 to 45 minutes with time for questions, and then will be followed by the reception and gallery viewing.
And this exhibition, which will actually officially get started today, September the 1st, and it'll be there until October the 20th. So folks will have almost a couple of months to come in and see it.
Right, right. It's a nationally touring exhibit, and it's completely booked for its three-year run. So we were really very pleased that we're going to be premiering this exhibit. It's quite beautiful.
With the start of a school year, everything starts up big time, including programs at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Talk about some of the other things that you got coming up this fall.
We have expanded this year our Buffalo Stampede. So now it's a half marathon and a 5K race. And that's going to be at 7:30 on Saturday, October 1st. Mm-hmm. Come on out. I mean, it's really going to be great. We're even going to have belly dancers out on the course.
Whoa.
For the runners. Yeah. We've got live music. We've got a fantastic after-race party. Outback is coming out, and it's going to be grilling all kinds of food on the spot. It's just going to be spectacular. We've also got Red Mango, I believe, is going to come out and provide free smoothies for the runners. We've got Edible Arrangements is going to be providing free fruit. So, and we've got that Kirsten Distributing is going to provide, you know, free sports drinks and water for the runners. We're also going to have a unique and really beautiful finisher's medal for every person who's in the half marathon who crosses the finish line.
Wow.
Regardless of their time.
Even if you're slowed up by the belly dancers,
even
if you finish.
That's right. And we also have a celebrity starter. It's kind of a surprise, but we're really excited about that. So come on out just to see the celebrity starter. And, of course, for the third year in a row, we're going to have our bison mascot, yours truly. So if you want to, you know, see how I like to embarrass myself every year in a bison costume, come on out.
What else you got?
Well, on that same day, we're having our sixth annual Living History Fair that we call Boonville Days. You know, Boonville was the first county seat before Bryan, and all that we really have left is the cemetery. But we like to celebrate what life was like in the Brazos Valley during the 19th century. So in order to do that, we have all kinds of reenactors come dressed in costume, demonstrating pioneer skills, and we have music. This year we have Pat Gavin and the Buckaroo Band coming, and they're also going to demonstrate chuck wagon cooking. And so we're so thrilled. We're going to have some mariachi music. We're going to have all kinds of weavers and spinners and quilters and flint nappers. We're even going to have a live blacksmith forge that's going to be set up outside.
That'll be 9 to 4 on October the 1st. That's from the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 79 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today with a high of about 100 degrees. But hey, we didn't even hit 80 by 8 today, so that's something to look forward to. At least it's going to be pleasant, at least for the most part, this morning. Maybe even pleasant tonight. as you head out possibly to some sub-varsity or junior high football games. So keep that in mind. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. What looked like the arrest of a woman early Sunday in College Station has ended with the so-called arresting officer facing criminal charges. 41-year-old Augustine Rubio, who works as a Brazos County Precinct 2 deputy constable, was arrested Wednesday and charged with kidnapping. College Station police say Rubio placed a woman in handcuffs and in the back of his patrol car early Sunday near Deacon Drive and Fraternity Row. The woman's friends called her father to say she had been arrested. The father was unable to find his daughter at any local jail but heard from her just before 6 a.m. The woman said she had awakened in a parking lot in the 12,000 block of Welborn Road. Police later reviewed surveillance video and saw Rubio's patrol car in the footage. Investigators soon learned the woman was taken to the area without her consent and was never taken to jail. Rubio is on paid leave from the constable's office while the investigation continues. Texas A&M University has taken the next step toward changing athletic conferences. President Bowen Lofton announced plans to leave the Big 12 by next July if it is accepted by another conference. SEC officials said Wednesday it had not received an application from A&M and would have no further comment. You can read more from the A&M president on our website, WTAW.com. It is officially a sellout for A&M's home football season opener this Sunday against SMU. The A&M Athletic Department says remaining single tickets for the game were sold Wednesday morning. For anyone planning to tailgate on Sunday, Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso urges you to bring fire extinguishers.
As dry as it's been, we encourage all the tailgaters to really be responsible around their tailgate area. Grass is very dry and fires could start very easily. So, you know, we're going to have all of our tailgate personnel that go out and monitor the tailgate area are going to have fire extinguishers in their carts, but I would encourage tailgaters, if they come to the game, they should bring their own. Bring a fire extinguisher.
Caruso also says you can bring in any size container of water and there will be refill locations inside the stadium. Today's the first day in decades the Brazos Animal Shelter is not taking care of strays from the city of Bryan. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Mayor Jason Byinski says while it's time for the city to move forward running the Finn Feather Road facility, the door is not locked on future opportunities with the shelter.
You know, the talks, negotiations, and opportunities with the animal shelter, I would like some type of partnership, if at all possible, if it's just to work with them to help us adopt the animals out. That would be great. Maybe we can work with them on spay and neutering the pets and then helping them with the adoption end of it.
City staff began preparing for the transition after the shelter missed a July 29th contract deadline. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the shelter staff of 4 employees have been hired. One starts today, 2 more next Tuesday, and the manager on September 12th.
We have 3 individuals as care techs that are joining us that have years of experience working with animals, another one that brings animal behavioral experience. And so we were pleasantly surprised and very pleased with the quality of application.
For today and tomorrow, the Bryan shelter will be open only between 4 and 6 p.m. and only for those looking for a lost pet. Shelter will be closed to the public during the Labor Day weekend and reopen next Tuesday with weekday hours from noon until 6. Until further notice, the shelter will take only cash and checks for payment. On the WTAW.com website, you can hear more comments from the mayor and Walker about the animal shelter. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A new round of phone scams is making its way around the Twin Cities. The College Station and Bryan Police Departments have come out with a list of red flags to look for. Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says if you're threatened over the phone, just hang up and call authorities.
There's no need to stay on there and continue to have that conversation. If you think it is a legitimate business, take down the business name, the caller's name, the business address, and their phone number, and then take the time to independently verify that information.
You can learn more about the scam and what to do if you're a target by going to our website, WTAW.com. Far beyond the heat, the Texas drought may be felt around the world.
The drought will likely mean higher prices on all kinds of things. Texas produces more than half of America's cotton, and the drought has killed half of Texas's crop. Winter wheat planting starts soon, and the drought is still here, which may mean a 50% jump in wheat prices. And beef? Ranchers are selling cattle to save it.
Currently, we're selling livestock off the ranches as fast as sales can sell them. So we're losing our livestock herd to the drought.
Dr. Travis Miller of Texas A&M's Department of Soil and Crop Sciences says losses to farmers and ranchers in this drought total more than $5 billion and counting. Bonnie Petrie, TSN News.
And if you want to catch a catfish by hand or shoot a wild hog from a helicopter, this is your state. You can even keep driving the daytime speed limit after the sun goes down. All of those are legal in Texas as of today when about 700 new state laws take effect. Those are about half the bills passed by state lawmakers in Austin during the regular legislative session and a 30-day special session. Some have already become laws, and others will take effect by the first of 2012. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 79 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. And if you're looking for that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, well, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. You save up to 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are more than 300 styles available from six different builders. All are handcrafted pieces made with solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that'll give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from their huge selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want it in any size, shape, or finish. So hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving and save up to 10% during this Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Well, you know, school's just barely started, but you probably know if you've got one in your house who has a problem with math. I mean, some kids love math and some kids don't. You've got one who has a problem with math. Mathnasium is here. It is a math-only learning center, and they are enrolling kiddos right now. It can help your kid make the jump into math and really learn to like it. The core of Mathnasium's method of teaching is a result of 35 years of research. Starts with the basics, but their expertise goes all the way up to calculus. Mathnasium is focused on teaching kids in a way that they understand. They know that some kids love math and some don't. So math can be engaging, it can be fun, and Mathnasium will teach kids how to think in different methods that will give them an opportunity to change their attitude about math and kind of enjoy themselves. Can your fifth grader, for instance, count from 5 to 95 by nines? Mathnasium teaches your child non-routine problem solving, which is available for them in lots of ways in math that they can use in other classes that they have as well. So a lot of ways for them to become high achievers. Call Mathnasium at 774-2939, 774-2939, and enroll your child now and find out more about Mathnasium. They've got a website you can go to. It's mathnasium.com. Mathnasium makes math make sense.
Summer's still here and so is the heat. But it's Rattlers to the rescue with ice-cold Dasani 20-ounce water, only 89 cents a bottle. Ice-cold beer. Yep, Rattlers has lots of it. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller Lite, any 12-pack, only $9.99. So stock up and beat the heat. And if you get the munchies, Rattlers has any size candy bar, two for only $2. Rattlers, your complete convenience store. Rattlers Country Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 8:39. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
Sunshine continues today. That'll push temperatures up to about 100 degrees. There will be some passing clouds. We'll also see some clouds tonight. Lows will get down to about 75 to 80. Now tomorrow, sun and clouds, some moisture moves in. It could trigger an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, highs near 95. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Saturday, we'll see clouds and a lot of them. High temperatures on Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're here to inform you, and in case you didn't know.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah. This guy...
Every time I hear that, I hear Cartman from South Park. Yeah. Like, pah. Yeah.
This guy, Chris Monroe, who's got this hunk of pie place, is a promoter. He's got it going on. Got a website. They are doing a 100 different pies buffet. Oh, they just did it. They finished it up on the 28th. They did the 100 pie buffet last Sunday. And it's got a list of the pies. Now, I'm not going through all of them.
Isn't this what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I went, how about Butterfinger? Does that work?
Yeah, I can see that.
That sounds delicious.
It does.
Yeah.
Peach pecan crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm there.
Like
okay.
That.
All over it.
Sugar cookie apple.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. Strawberry cream cheese.
Maybe a sliver. Just a taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, and they're over on Cantrell Road. We all know that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But he does. He's got a website that has them all on there. But the other thing that he wants you to remember is that they're known for more than just their pies.
They're more than just their pies.
What else they known for?
Well, thanks for asking, Tom.
That's that guy's been across the hall from me for 20 years.
Well, I was actually clicking to go back to the news release.
Sorry. Yeah.
Although they are also known for their sandwiches and hand-padded burgers.
Hand-padded?
It means they finish it up and they pat it on top there just so, you know, so that the hamburger can feel good about itself. Sorry, Your Honor.
I'm just extremely hungry now.
I mean, you
name it, I could dive in right now.
Watermelon? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, within the boundaries of, I'm talking about, you know, 8:40, most people think, okay, breakfast only. No, we're spaghetti and meatballs at this point.
You can do pot roast right now.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat my lunch at 9:30.
Remember the story we had? You know, of course, because you've got to have lunch, you got to have dinner at 3:45.
Right.
Luann Platter special.
I was waiting on the Luby's reference.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Tartar sauce? Yes, quite a bit, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Keep going. I'll tell you when to stop.
Well, and that's why with college starting, the new kiddos don't ever want grandma and grandpa to come along because, you know, after they move them into their apartment, then they're going to go over to Luby's and eat. And you don't want to be embarrassed at 18 sitting there with your grandparents.
Dinner at 4:30.
That's right.
Right.
Wait for the lady to come by with water.
Don't ask for tea if you had water.
That's right.
That's again the rules.
It is. All right. You remember last year when the prototype of Apple's iPhone 4 was lost in a bar?
That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and a techie site paid $500 for it. Apparently, this has happened again. We had this on the Wall Street Report earlier this morning. CNET reports an iPhone 5 prototype was recently lost in late July at a tequila bar in San Francisco. Unlike last year's fiasco, no one seems to know where this phone is. CNET says the phone may have been found and sold on Craigslist for about $200. Somebody out there may have an iPhone 5 prototype and not even know it.
Golly, take that thing to Google.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
How much you give me for it?
Yeah, I don't know if that's retirement money, but that could be college money. I mean, that could pay for it.
You know, yeah, pay off a loan money.
Something. Just get it out there in the marketplace. All right. Have you heard about this JCPenney thing?
Tell us.
With the T-shirt?
Mm-mm.
All right. This is, I think they were probably talking about this down the hall. But anyway, JCPenney decides that they're going to come out with this T-shirt, okay? And it's for the young girls out there. I want to be able to read this so that it's just exactly the way that that they said it. Okay. They caught a little bit of flack yesterday over a girl's T-shirt that had a message that a lot of people considered offensive. The T-shirt said, "I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me."
Oh, yeah. Mm. That caused a stir.
And on top of that, the sales copy for the T-shirt on Penny's website read, their website, "Who has time for homework when there's a new Justin Bieber album out? She'll love this tee that's just as cute and sassy as she is." And obviously there was a strong pushback. The website thefrisky.com called the retailer out yesterday morning with a blog post that asked its readers to sign a petition against the demeaning T-shirt. They called it proof that the bimboification of girl culture is alive and well. Within hours, JCPenney had issued a statement, said they were immediately discontinuing sale of the shirt. They agreed the T-shirt did not deliver an appropriate message and apologized to customers.
Yeah, they just got a good deal on it from Thailand.
It suddenly becomes inappropriate because you get busted on it.
Yeah.
Didn't some buyer look at that and go, "Yeah, I don't know about that." But obviously some buyer looked at it and went, "Ooh, this will sell. This will be great."
Mm-hmm. But now let me play devil's advocate for a moment.
Okay, fine.
What happened to voting with your pocketbook? If you find it offensive, don't purchase it. This is not something that's being given away free of charge. This is not a marketing slogan that they are trying to position their company behind completely.
Right.
And so, therefore, if you find it, and as you have often pointed out, in this fine country of ours, you still do not have the right to not be offended.
go ahead and kill a phone egg. Yeah. No, that's right. That's exactly right.
And as a result, if something comes along that is offensive to you, whatever that might be, whether it's a T-shirt that has a negative connotation for girls, or I don't know, smoking in a restaurant, perhaps.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you not let the market decide?
Yeah. No, you don't, and you don't. That's exactly right. In this day and age, someone being offended is far more important than whatever the intent is. If you are offended, then you must immediately have this whatever offending thing or action. It must be stopped. It must be stopped now.
Because there are any number of stickers that I see on vehicles that offend me.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. Or T-shirts that people are wearing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and so it's a double standard, and that's all I'm trying to highlight, is that it will always be in vogue to be offended, as you said, or at least for the foreseeable future, it will be in vogue to be offended. It will be in, but at the same time, it will be in vogue to assert your individualism by being able to make certain political statements, and everyone else's opinion be damned.
Yeah. And I did not see the website, so I don't know how pervasive it was within the website. I mean, if it was the first thing that when you clicked on girls' apparel on JCPenney, mm-hmm. was that right there at the top of the page? And if that's mm-hmm. the case, then I can understand that again was a bad decision that JCPenney made.
Oh, and there's no doubt it's a poor decision. And if someone gave this to my daughter, it would be immediately thrown away.
Sure, right. And anyhow, those decisions made in a vacuum. Okay, here's a product that solves a problem that I don't know that I had ever thought of. Beard fragrance. That's right. It's Dude Number One.
Almost lost my coffee on that.
Sells for $65. The gloss.com says it combines Virginia cedarwood, green coriander, and pink peppercorn to create an unmistakably macho scent.
You know what else is unmistakably macho?
What?
Men B.O.
Yeah. I mean, a fragrance for your beard?
Yeah, man funk is unmistakably macho.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, of course you're hoping somebody will tell you, but why not just go ahead and wash it? I mean,
wash it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna paint with a real broad, and I'm actually just asking you boys a question
here.
But I'm going to tip my hand to what I think by asking you this question.
All right.
When you see, because you know it's popular with the hipsters now. To have the full beard.
Okay.
Even though it's 170,000 degrees outside.
If you can do that, yeah.
Nothing makes more sense to me than to have a full beard and wear a knit cap in August in Texas. It makes
you
perfect
mean Zach Brown wouldn't hack it here, right?
Well, you know, just in general. And I love me some Zach Brown.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah.
Just in general. You know, the hipsters, they wear the beards now, and they don't trim them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the unkempt beard.
Yeah.
Does it not... And I'm really tipping my hand. When you see someone like that, do you think that they look the least bit unhygienic?
Well, it's something sure. I think that's certainly a.
And they may have scrubbed themselves raw with a pumice stone that morning, but they still look unhygienic to me. Yeah. It looks unhygienic to have an unkempt beard.
Right. Generally, we have gotten used to seeing a trimmed beard or a shaped beard. So, yeah, I think that's probably true.
That's right. I prefer to be kempt.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Yes.
Well, there are people who went to school at Kemp, you know, in Bryan, mm-hmm. so right. they were kempt as well.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lear from Lear Insurance, formerly the Lear Agency, located in the heart of Bryan College Station. Give us a call today at 888-98-LIERE, and we'll give you a free quote. We partner with over 100 insurance companies, and Lear is waiting to save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your auto and home insurance with just one call. Don't waste any more of your hard-earned dollars on high premiums. Call 888-98-LIERE. We'll do the shopping. You'll do the saving.
Hello there, College Station. Contrary to my silky smooth voice, I'm just bursting with excitement. Because this Saturday, September 3rd, will be a day of glorious celebration and festivities. For this day, Specs raises a glass to College Station. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has the largest inventory in Texas of fine wines, spirits, ice-cold beers, and exceptionally low prices. Being Texas family-owned and operated since 1962, Specs knows a thing or two about partying, Aggie style. Specs grand opening will feature 50-cent gourmet hot dogs, food samplings, giveaways, and special prices. Yes, knowledge is delicious. Specs grand opening party this Saturday, September 3rd from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Rock Prairie Shopping Center. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
Summer's still here and so is the heat. But it's Rattlers to the rescue with ice-cold Dasani 20-ounce water, only 89 cents a bottle. Ice-cold beer. Yep, Rattlers has lots of it. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller Light in a 12-pack, only $9.99. So stock up and beat the heat. And if you get the munchies, Rattlers has any size candy bar, two for only $2. Rattlers, your complete convenience store. Rattlers Country Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Hey, good morning. About 7 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, what's worse than robbing a bank? The answer might be cutting in line.
Oh, really?
New York Post says a wannabe robber handed a demand note to a bank teller in Baston. I have a gab.
In the car.
Yeah. But the teller quickly informed him that her window was closing.
Sorry, sir, I'm going on my break. Right.
Yeah.
You have to rob someone else.
Yeah. So yeah. She put her little next window, please. Yeah.
So the guy moves over to the next window, but he was criticized so loudly and harshly by the other customers for jumping ahead in line.
Hey, line starts here, buddy.
We're back here, pal.
Hey, you in the ski mask, back here.
But he ran out of the bank empty-handed.
Crying.
Boy,
they were so mean to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go to a friendlier bank.
I mean, really?
People suck.
Yeah, see if I ever do business with them again.
Yeah. I mean, God. Oh, well, there we go. All right, the Chinese have just announced that they have new underwear, which is supposed to burn calories as you wear it.
Wow.
My gosh. Does it have like a battery or what?
Hope it doesn't short out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but.
Very good.
But what other crazy measures will people go through for weight loss? Well, there's the dumbbell phone. Again, leave it to the Japanese to come up with this little deal. It's a dumbbell attached to the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish you were building biceps instead of sitting in your cubicle, this stupid little fitness gadget, would be just perfect, see.
So we're going to come out with a 15-pound cell phone, keep you in shape.
In other words, a cell phone from 1990.
used to have that. There we go. Then we have the butane-powered pogo stick.
Butane-powered?
Yep. Gordon's pogo stick was patented in 1958. The connecting rod for the piston is the foot of the pogo stick, and the bouncing action fires the spark plug after you hop on.
Hold my beer, watch this.
All you have to do is fill up the tank, turn on the switch, and hop right there to your next personal injury lawyer.
Yeah, no kidding.
AccuDots, invented in the 1970s, AccuDot magnetic analgesic patches promise temporary relief of occasional minor aches and pains of muscles and joints. The AccuDots were thin magnetic strips woven inside a bandage and wrapping it around the injury or sore muscle got healing powers. Then there was the coin-operated fitness vending machine, again a product of Japan. The coin-operated fitness machine moves around and under your foot. It's supposed to strengthen your core muscles and improve your balance and burn calories.
Is it like a Roomba?
10 minutes for $4. Yeah, I guess. I guess you stood on a platform.
Is that like the old belt machine, you know, way back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Lawton's
visual,
theory.
Right? Yeah. Theater of the mind. Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you losing weight in here?
This ad from 1922 for Dr. Lawton's Guaranteed Fat Reducer. Whether you're 10 or 100 pounds overweight...
reduces his fat, yeah, not yours.
You right? could reduce any part you wish quickly, safely, and permanently by using the reducer a few minutes night and morning.
Mm-hmm.
By a gentle manipulation, the reducer breaks down and disintegrates fatty tissue, which becomes waste matter and is carried out of the system. This is from 1922. Okay. Then the and then they mentioned the aforementioned vibrating belts.
Uh-huh.
As you say, da, 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 da. And then there was the jump snap, which was a jump rope without a rope. Or cord, or wire, or anything
else.
Well,
here, I'll sell you one of those right now. So yeah. I tell you what, stick your hands out, bend your elbows slightly, swing them over your head, and jump over the invisible rope as it comes around. And Scott, I will sell it to you for the mere price of $25.
But
I got it for $19.95.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is immediate delivery.
Yeah. Yeah. No shipping or handling, yeah. Right.
Call now, we'll give you two.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. What it would do is it would count the number of times you rotated your hand.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I remember those.
Yeah.
It just had the handles, right?
Yeah. $60.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those.
$60.
Chuck Norris will be advertising all of these next week.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
That was Tom that said that, Mr. Norris.
Right.
I, for one, know that you are...
He's driving in.
Quite the martial artist.
Yes,
I know.
If you'll just let me know when you plan to exact your revenge on Mr. Turbyman, I would like to sell tickets and would gladly donate the proceeds to charity.
Yeah, so there. Yeah, we're doing our part. He, on the other hand.
We can find out if he's listening.
Yeah, that's
true.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you going to stay here and wait for the phone call?
Chuck Norris doesn't listen to the radio. The radio automatically pays attention to him.
That's right. Yeah. It just turns on, right.
Yeah. Crystal Park Plaza. It's the 5-story mirrored glass building.
That's right. Get here by 9:01, though, my God.
Yeah. As you're driving in.
Look
today,
for two guys making a beeline for the parking lot.
Leaving a note that says, this is his car on it.
Yeah. There you go.
All
okay,
right,
this date in history. Yeah, I love this part.
Quick.
Yeah. I got a good entertainment thing here.
1807, former Vice President Erwin Burr was found innocent of treason.
It's a shame that's what he's known for in modern
day. Yeah. And in 1905, Alberta and Saskatchewan became the 8th and 9th provinces of Canada. Again, 1905. I didn't really know that. And in 1985, a joint American-French expedition located the wreck of the RMS Titanic. They said, let's make a movie!
Yeah, a bad movie. Yeah, okay. There you go. Here we go. George Lee Andrew is going to show up for work Saturday in his role as Monsieur André in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway for the 9,382nd performance.